breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. He can send in the troops. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says President Trump can deploy Oregon National Guard troops to Portland. A 3-2 ruling, the two Trump-appointed judges siding with the administration, the lone Clinton-appointed judge dissenting. Little less pain at the pump. Gas prices now averaging below $3 a gallon for the first time since way back in pandemic-era 2020. Gas Buddy's national average, $2.98 a gallon. The body of another Hamas hostage has been turned over to Israel, which awaits the return of 15 more. Meanwhile, President Trump has a warning for Hamas as some of its terrorists challenge the fragile Gaza ceasefire.
Following weekend skirmishes involving Hamas militants, the president said the situation will be taken care of very quickly.
We made a deal with Hamas that, you know, they're going to be very good, they're going to behave, they're going to be nice, and if they're not, we're going to go and we're going to eradicate them if we have to. They'll be eradicated. And they know that.
He dispatched U.S. envoys to Israel this week to shore up the fragile ceasefire in Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Looking to loosen China's stranglehold on the important rare earth materials market, the U.S. and Australia have a deal to supercharge rare earths processing down under.
We've been working on that for quite a while. In about a year from now, we'll have so much critical mineral and rare earths that you won't know what to do with them. They'll be worth about $2.
Another Senate vote, yet another failure to end the government shutdown. And for the first time since 1993, the Blue Jays are World Series bound. Toronto will host the L.A. Dodgers in Friday night's opener. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 58 points, NASDAQ futures off 18, and the S&P futures 4 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, this is a message you really need to hear. In just the last 2 years, the price of one troy ounce of silver has more than doubled, up over 100%, and silver is now poised for major gains in the months ahead. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD to learn how to convert a portion of your retirement assets into physical silver and position yourself for the next wave of growth in precious metals. It's not too late to leverage the power of silver to help secure your financial future. With the devaluation of the U.S. dollar and volatility in the stock market, silver continues to be a safe haven asset that investors trust. When you call 800-741-GOLD, you'll get your free precious metals rollover guide, plus a copy of former IMF chairman Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. The time is now to consider adding silver into the mix to protect your retirement. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Capital Beltway has a delay this morning, and where else? Near the American Legion Bridge. The inner loop for the traffic from Northern Virginia coming into Maryland. Broken down vehicle. Apparently, the word was blocking three lanes. Must be a large vehicle on the inner loop just crossing the Potomac. And with the fog and with the heavy traffic, there's a multi-mile backup right there already for the traffic on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway. The outer loop is open, but dealing with the fog. 695 looks good. Lanes are open, and we're good to go this morning southbound with the moderate to heavy traffic now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a chilly start, but a bright and sunny afternoon with highs actually in the very warm low 70s. A few showers will show up this evening as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
45 degrees in Bowley's Quarters, 39 in Randallstown. At 6:03, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Chris Van Hollen is blasting federal spending for Homeland Security jets and financial assistance for Argentina. Van Hollen says due to the government shutdown, federal workers aren't getting paid, but taxpayers are paying for two private jets for the Department of Homeland Security. Van Hollen says that's nothing new from the people who are also sending $40 billion to Argentina while refusing to fund the U.S. government, calling it shameful. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has defended the contract for the new jets for the U.S. Coast Guard, including one that will be used for the secretary's travel. And the Baltimore County Fire Department says a septic truck apparently caused a bridge collapse in the Phoenix area. Crews were called to Carroll and Philpott Roads just before 5:30 Monday afternoon, where they found the truck on a collapsed bridge. No injuries or leaks were reported, and the bridge remains closed until further notice. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 4-6-3. The pick four, 2-3-8-9. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. It wasn't quite Joe Carter yesterday, or last night, but it was spectacular nevertheless.
Swing and a fly ball. Left field and deep. A Rosarena turns. Good! A Springer! Dinger! 4-3 Blue Jays in the bottom of the seventh!
Ben Shulman had the call on the Blue Jays radio network. The Springer Dinger springs the Jays to the AL pennant and on to the World Series for the first time in 32 years. 4-3 was the final, Toronto over Seattle. After the game, Springer spreading the credit around.
They have bats before me. I mean, if it's not for those guys, that moment doesn't happen. Just, I'm so happy for our team, our fans, our city, our country. I'm so happy right now.
Blue Jays and Dodgers Game 1 will be in Toronto on Friday night. Biggest news to come out of Owings Mills yesterday was no Lamar again. The Ravens quarterback missing practice for the 24th straight day yesterday with a hamstring injury. Wide receiver Zay Flowers was asked, can the team put it together without Lamar under center?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because we still got pieces all around the field. It's just, we just got to put it all together. And it's tough when you're missing your starting quarterback, but we still got all our pieces that we, you know what I mean? So we got everything we need. We just got to put it all together.
But the numbers say otherwise. With Lamar, the team averaging 33 points per game. Without Lamar, 6.5. And further, Lamar, 10 touchdowns, 1 interception. Cooper Rush, in his absence, no touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Coming up in 30 minutes, Eric DaCosta is calling around. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, October the 21st. I'm Sean Casey. Welcome to the program. Coming up in this hour, now they want to convert everybody's electric heating system, make it all electric. Everybody gets a heat pump now in the state of Maryland. Talk about that. The governor offering free fare for the feds on marked trains. U.S. Attorney Judge Jeanine Pirro charging thugs after D.C. released these assaulters and attackers. But our top story here today, it may be the beginning of the end of Safe Streets program, especially now that it's caught the attention of Ivan Bates, the city state's attorney, because a bunch of people are going into court arguing that they volunteer or they work for Safe Streets, and then the mayor says, no, nope, they're not our employees. So the big question here is, why haven't the taxpayers in the city of Baltimore been given the names of the people that work for Safe Streets? Safe Streets is run through the mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety Engagement, one of the city's gun violence prevention programs. They got 10 locations around the city. A lot of times I watch Mackenzie Frost go and try to knock on doors and get people to answer the doors at those locations. A lot of times there's nobody at the Safe Streets locations. And, of course, they're not employed by the city. They're employed by LifeBridge Health and Catholic Charities. They're running the day-to-day operations of the locations and the so-called violence interrupters. Remember, there were Safe Streets people on the ground of the Brooklyn Massacre, and one wonders what, if anything, they did to stop that. But despite being funded through tax dollars, the city of Baltimore is shielding information about who the violence interrupters are, including their names. In the past, Brandon Scott has actually compared them to the police department. Yet we know who police officers are, but we don't know who these Safe Streets thugs are, because a lot of them have, you know, were convicted felons, and a lot of them have been caught in some of these Safe Streets locations with guns and ammunition and drugs. And Mackenzie Frost has tried to grill Mayor Scott on the identity of these Safe Streets employees in the past.
There's a lot of Safe Streets workers who are here from various locations across the city. Obviously, they're appearing on camera. They're going to be in photographs. They're going to be on the city's website. Will the city give us the names of the workers?
Again, we'll say this again. We will treat them with the same respect that we treat everyone when it comes to personnel issues, and we will treat them with the same respect that we do anyone who does life-changing and life-dangerous work.
Why can't taxpayers know who their dollars are going to fund?
I've already answered your question, Mackenzie. We'll go to the next person.
Yeah, well, and a little bit later on, Mackenzie caught up with the mayor, this is a couple of years ago, and asked once again, she tried a kind of a roundabout way to get there, but Mayor Scott wasn't biting.
And is this why the city refuses to turn over the names of the Safe Streets workers?
I think that this is apples and oranges, Mackenzie. That's a great try. Again, the city, the employees that do the Safe Streets work, they are not employees of the city.
So, yeah, and that was set up, I think, intentionally. It was set up intentionally. So, and again, there's a lot of speculation about what exactly Safe Streets does. Are they indeed interrupting violence, or are they basically Brandon Scott's personal little army? That can be an army of volunteers, get out the vote. I just think there's a lot more to the Safe Streets program. And now Isabel Cumming, the Inspector General, she's got wind of problems within Safe Streets. And Ivan Bates, we'll hear from him in just a second. But based on what's happened and have been happening in court, he may now open an investigation, a long overdue investigation into Safe Streets. What are your thoughts on that? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Time for traffic weather on the threes at 6:13. And with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
95 going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The left tube is slow. Been looking at the cameras on the south side where the traffic is coming out down towards Key Highway. And no problem there, but the traffic going in, looking at it on the north side right here, really slow. Actually, all four lanes are slow. There may have been something in the tunnel before that, but we're showing all green going south. All the green arrows are out. So right now, nothing in the roadway. So we'll just look and see some heavy traffic there. Top of the hill now from Keith Avenue on 95 South with no reason to change tunnels at this point. In the meantime, 895 gets the word that there's a little bit of a slowdown there next door, and we're picking up the heavy traffic already at the old Harvard Tunnel. That, in fact, is a broken-down tractor-trailer on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway just above the American Legion Bridge. So the traffic in northern Virginia trying to get into Montgomery County and up towards I-270. They have a big delay there, and with that back up towards 270, there's also some fog in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We are going to be a chilly start once again. Sunny and warm, low 70s today. A few showers possible this evening. Temperatures overnight in the upper 40s. Tomorrow sunny but windy, and we're looking at highs in the mid 60s. Right now clear 48 in Annapolis, 44 in Pikesville. Time for some one-liner news for you this morning. Some in D.C. are speculating that the Schumer shutdown now on day 20 will last all the way to Thanksgiving. Just in time for Congress to go on their long holiday break. And then it goes all the way through the first of the year. Can you imagine?
Well, then it gets to that point, then they can stuff him.
Yeah. I'm hoping they stay out all the way through April 15th. That might be a good thing.
You know, well, the IRS, unbelievable.
IRS tax deadline. That might be the best Christmas gift American people ever get. Supreme Court's going to decide whether people who smoke pot regularly will be allowed to own firearms legally. They're calling it the bong versus bang decision. See what happens there. I don't know if that's such a good idea. Wallet Up has released its annual list of safest cities in America. If you're wondering if your city's on the list, if you look outside your window in the National Guard there, it's probably not.
Probably not a good thing.
Good chance it's not in there. What's been called the American version of The Crown? Ever watch that? The Netflix series, The Crown's all about the British royal family.
I've seen it.
Well, they're going to now start a new series about the Kennedy family.
Ooh.
America's royalty. Mm-hmm. Apparently Michael Fassbender will play the patriarch Joe Kennedy, and we understand that Michael Phelps will play Ted Kennedy.
Nice. The swimmer.
Wait and see on that one. Who knows? Where in North America are you most likely to spot Bigfoot? Where do you think? I know you live out in the sticks.
That's where.
Have you ever seen Bigfoot?
I've never seen Bigfoot.
She lives with him.
I do. He's for many years now.
Yes.
I've seen all kinds of critters. Coyote, copperheads.
But no Sasquatch.
No Sasquatch.
Yeah. Well, the state of Washington.
I think he interned here, though, didn't he?
State of Washington, you do have to. One of the best places, West Virginia, Oregon, Michigan up there, Pennsylvania. But Maryland, almost dead last.
Mm. What a shock.
Yeah. Quebec is the worst. Florida, I think, is almost in the bottom 10 as well. You're not going to see a Bigfoot in Florida.
The alligators eat him.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he'd whoop on the alligators myself.
And the Everglades.
Bigfoot's a burly guy.
Now they're talking about the alternative halftime show. It's called the All-American Halftime Show. Turning Point USA is looking to stage it.
Yes.
So that you'll have an option. You won't have to watch Bad Bunny during the next Super Bowl at the NFL. Now the question is, no announcement as to acts as of yet, but who do you think would be a great... I would love to see a celebration of America's 250th birthday.
That would be perfect, but they're not going to do that.
Well, the Turning Point might,
but the
NFL would never do it.
But...
And now there's a petition. It's got over 50,000 names. They want George Strait to be one of the halftime performers. I think Kid Rock, maybe Ted Nugent. He's starting to get up there a little bit, but
put the Nuge on.
Some are suggesting Creed might be a good option. Any suggestions, Chuck, on who you'd like to see?
No, I don't watch it anyway. As soon as that comes on, I leave.
Yeah, you're to the bathroom or...
Nah, I don't care. Yeah, whatever.
Getting another snack.
Sandwiches.
Or, yeah, exactly.
You know. When they kick off, I come
sausages.
Back.
I usually don't make it that long anyway, because we got to get up on the next day.
Because it's a 6:30 game, right?
Yeah. So, that's it. Yeah, by the time it's over, it's usually 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, after they run 5-minute blocks of commercials.
Yeah. But so they're saying that this will be interesting. As I said, there's nobody who's been announced as of yet. But if you have any thoughts on who should be part of the Turning Point USA All-American Halftime Show, you can give us a call. Let us know. 410-922-6680.
Now, the question is the NFL going to change their mind with Bad Bunny?
I don't think so.
That's not etched in stone.
The NFL is so woke, they won't admit, especially Roger Goodell, they never admit they make a mistake.
No, clench their ears and say, la, 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 la.
Their mindset is people who love football are going to watch football anyway, and Bad Bunny's not going to change, you know, they're not going to change
the
game.
They're going to turn it off.
They may turn it off at halftime, which could affect halftime sponsors. But they're thinking, we need to expand this game out to the Latino world. And that's why they're using Bad Bunny. Because, you know, this year, I think there's a game in Madrid in Spain. In fact, the Redskins play the Dolphins.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
In a couple of weeks.
It also depends, in my mind, as to who's playing. And if it's the Chiefs, I ain't watching.
You've had enough of the Chiefs.
Amen, brother.
I don't want to see Tay-Tay. I'm tired of seeing Tay-Tay.
Right, well, apparently she was pitched and allegedly turned it down, but then she's saying no. She would rather watch the game with her husband on the field, or if he's not playing off the field. So,
right. Well, either way,
well, they're engaged. They're not married yet, right? They're engaged.
They can afford a skybox.
Yeah.
Well, I really don't care, but you can't help but hear about it. They're engaged. Yeah. Yeah, they're not hitched.
You follow that story about as much as you follow Bigfoot.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I thought. Okay. Thank you, Maggie. Thank you, Chuck. See you in a couple. 620. You can join us here, 410-922-6680. Is it finally time, and Ivan Bates is the guy to do it, to investigate Mayor Scott and the Safe Streets program here in Baltimore City? As we've just mentioned, there have been a number of problems over the years. Safe Streets locations that have been raided by the feds, guns, ammunition, drugs, bunch of thugs. That's the, I think, the real reason why they don't want to release the names of the Safe Streets employees is because probably a ton of them have rap sheets a mile long. So your thoughts certainly welcome on that. You can also email us, am680@wcbm.com, or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Well, Joe from Brooklyn Park texts into the show, Kid Rock, 100% for the Turning Point USA All-American Halftime Show. Yeah, I thought Kid Rock would be a great choice. Paz texts, Mayor Scott doesn't show the same concern for the identity of ICE agents that he does for the Safe Streets employees. And Marty says information about all government personnel are public record. That's the problem. They're not government personnel. They're employees of LifeBridge and Catholic Charities, and that was done on purpose. 623, traffic weather on the threes. No I-70 problem today. Oops, I shouldn't say anything.
That might, kiss of death.
That might jinx you. The king of all traffic, Chick Whitaker, has the latest.
I can't take it much more. I really can't.
You're going to need PTSD after this.
I know. The Capitol Beltway delays tractor-trailer broken down inner loop. coming across the Potomac from Northern Virginia, blocking at least two lanes there. So that's a big backup still there. Then there was late lifting construction on the outer loop near the George Washington Parkway. And with that, the outer loop is slow back to River Road. There's also some fog in that area on the Capitol Beltway. We're still looking at early delays. Apparently, there may have been something in one of the tubes southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel. They're moving again now, but very quickly, 95 backed up towards the O'Donnell Street ramp, and 895 gets the word. They backed up very quickly as well. We're now sitting right there around the Erdman Avenue ramp with at least 10-minute delays already now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly start, but warming up. Sunny, low 70s today. And right now we're 45 and clear in Parkville, 44 in Pasadena. So what the Fox 45 was able to get, they got some audio from in court where a bunch of thugs who had been charged with any number of crimes, burglaries, robberies, carjackings, etc. And these thugs are coming into the court claiming that they're Safe Streets employees, hoping that the judge will take it easy on them, let them off easy, reduce sentences, or whatever. Here's a little bit of that courtroom audio, how it sounds.
He indicated that he volunteers through the mayor's office for gun prevention, talking to the youth on Thursdays and Fridays.
He also spends a significant amount of time volunteering. He works with Safe Streets.
This esteemed minister has known my client for several years and has affirmed that my client participates in Safe Streets and has been a longtime advocate for those in dire straits.
Now, Safe Streets, a Monty spokesperson, says that they may have been identified by Safe Streets as being high-risk individuals and thus in the program's target population for engagement or attended Safe Streets events. But we have no documentation that indicates these individuals had direct involvement with the Safe Streets program. City State's Attorney Ivan Bates is arguing that raises more questions now than ever, because one thing that's very problematic is if Stephanie Mavronis, the Monty director, is going to say these aren't Safe Street workers. Now, unfortunately, I don't think she understands. She's opened up Pandora's box for us, and now he may be able to call her as a potential witness. And Bates was interviewed by Mackenzie Frost and basically says this might be time to open up an investigation into the whole situation.
Now, because they're not city employees, when you go in front of the court and you're not a Safe Streets worker, but you've said you are, you perpetrated a fraud in the court. That's called perjury and a false statement. Now, my office will have to open investigations to figure out what's really happening. And with that being the case, that's part of the transparency. We wouldn't have to do this if they just were transparent and they just gave us the name.
I don't think Mayor Scott, the last thing that Mayor Scott would want is an investigation into the Safe Streets program and all these Safe Streets employees. Not city employees, but, private charity employees, because of, anything can and will happen. And I would think, where's the city council in all of this? Because Zeke Cohen is the city council president, and you've got Mark Conway, who's now got his eyes on higher office. He wants to run for Kwasi Mfume's seat. He's a chairman of the Public Safety Committee on the city council. Their next meeting is in a couple of weeks. But I would think the city council has oversight over these programs. Why haven't they been demanding transparency? And Mackenzie caught up with Zeke Cohen just the other day.
When it comes to oversight, whether it's the police department, whether it's the mayor's office of neighborhood safety and engagement, or whether it's Safe Streets, expect to hear the tough questions asked in this chamber.
Will this issue be brought up at the next oversight council meeting, or do you expect it to be?
So I would have to talk to Chair Conway, but look, I know that any issue impacting the residents of Baltimore, we're going to talk about.
Yeah, well, Safe Streets certainly does impact the residents of Baltimore when it comes to a number of things. And we saw with Brooklyn Days, again, one wonders what these violence interrupters are doing. Are they trying to interrupt violence, or do they agitate and provoke more violence, which may have happened at that Brooklyn Massacre? Of course, and who do they report to? When they're reporting on these, they're supposed to fill out these forms when they actually do allegedly interrupt violence. And so are they reporting to LifeBridge and Catholic Charities? With all due respect to those organizations, what the heck do they know about interrupting street violence? These are charities, okay? I mean, Catholic Charities does have some experience in helping illegals come over the southern border. That is for sure. But that is the big question. All right, Steve's in White Marsh. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you, Sean?
I'm fine. Thank you, sir.
Okay, the lady that answered the phone for, is Catholic Charities directly involved with the Catholic Church itself?
Yes.
Okay. When they claim bankruptcy, that's when I start giving money, my donation to the church, because that was wrong. That's one. Two, like you're just saying, they bring illegal, they're aiding illegal aliens to come across the border. So something's a little fishy there. What's going on with the Catholic Charities?
Well, many of these charities or NGOs, they get federal money, tax dollars, and
exactly.
You know, to take care, quote unquote, of illegal immigrants that come into the country, make sure they're clothed and fed and have shelter and so on and so forth. If the government doesn't put them up, so that's under the auspices of that. But they are aiding and abetting in illegal immigration, and now I think they're aiding and abetting in some of these safe streets workers as well. Got to run, Steve. It's a great question. Thanks so much for the call. It is 6:30, time for the latest. Stay tuned. Judge Jeanine going after D.C. thugs coming up next. Here's Maggie Hunter with the headlines.
Thanks. Good morning. Mayor Brandon Scott has announced changes to key leadership positions within the mayor's office. The mayor says effective Monday, December 1st, current chief of staff Calvin Young will shift to the role of interim deputy mayor for community and economic development, and deputy chief of staff John Merrill will serve as chief of staff. Mayor Scott says as Baltimore faces unique and evolving challenges, including renewed economic uncertainty driven by the federal government, the personnel changes will utilize the city's talent where it's needed most. Two Towson bars are being fined for serving alcohol to minors. The Baltimore County Liquor Board has issued a $750 fine to World of Wine, and Kent Lounge will also pay a fine. Both bars could have had their licenses suspended or revoked, but commissioners imposed the fines and directed the owners to provide additional training for their staffers. The fines are the most recent actions taken against a Towson bar. Last month, the Green Turtle lost its liquor license after several chaotic Thirsty Thursday events. The owner of the Green Turtle said they would be closing the Towson location by the end of the year. And a Baltimore man has been sentenced to life plus 35 years in prison for a deadly double shooting in Harlem Park. Antonio King shot the victims during a November 2024 dispute in the 1900 block of Edmondson Avenue. Marcus Holloway died from his injuries, and a 45-year-old victim survived. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates says he hopes the family of Mr. Holloway feels their loved one got justice with the sentence, and he wished continued healing for the surviving victim on the road to a full recovery. And 6th District Representative April McLean Delaney says she's concerned that federal budget cuts could affect access to mental health services. On Casey and Company, it's 6:32. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Hi, it's Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO and broker of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. You know, Vinny, you've been helping families for over 22 years with your guarantees, your buyers in waiting program, and you were telling me that between now and year end is a good time to sell. Tell me, what's going on?
Sean, when it comes to timing, this market has the potential to have multiple elements of the Trump administration come together at the same time, which will benefit home sellers. In fact, we're so confident that you can get your price in this market that we will guarantee it upfront and in writing. If for some reason we don't get your price, we'll pay you the difference. Why take a chance of not selling for the most money? Lock in your price today, even if you're not thinking about selling till the winter.
Sounds like a plan. The time is now. Call or text Vinny Steele right now at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com. That's VinnySteele.com.
On Casey and Company, it's 6:33. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the tunnels a little bit slower already this morning. Southbound 895 from right around the Urban Avenue ramp. 95 has improved a little bit. It was backed up towards O'Donnell Street. Now it's just south of that area. But either way, we're still 5 to 10 minute delays with the heavy traffic. South 895. 95 at the Toll Plaza in that construction area. It looks like there's some flashing lights northbound as you're coming up from the Steel Bridge on 895. You'll see those lights, and then there's some arrow boards up there as well in the construction at the Toll Plaza northbound. Big delays, Capitol Beltway. They still have a broken down vehicle on the inner loop north of the American Legion Bridge in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a chilly start, but a bright and sunny afternoon with highs actually in the very warm low 70s. A few showers will show up this evening as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The Ravens headed back to Owings Mills yesterday, hopefully with some answers as they attempt the near impossible, turning a 1-5 start into a playoff possibility. Head coach John Harbaugh satisfied with what the staff was able to accomplish over the bye.
I feel really good about what we did. I feel great about what we accomplished. A lot of hard work. A lot of discernment, judgment, choices, things that you have to kind of decide what direction you want to go.
Well, it's terms of deciding what kind of direction they want to go. Among those that are doing that is Eric DaCosta. The Ravens are still buyers, according to Adam Schefter of ESPN, at this point in the trade market. The biggest needs, outside linebacker and interior defensive line. Among those that may be on the block, Dolphins edge rushers Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, as well as former Raven Matt Judon and Jets pass rusher Jermaine Johnson II. Monday Night Football last night was a doubleheader. First, we go to Detroit, where Jahmyr Gibbs was practically unstoppable.
Right up the gut, there goes Gibbs. Foot race. Winfield can't get there. Touchdown, Lions.
That was Joe Buck on the call on ESPN. Jahmyr Gibbs, a career-high 218 rushing yards last night, two scores, as the Lions moved to 5-2 on the season, 24-9 over the Buccaneers. Last game was in Seattle. The fans may have been listening on their phones to the Mariners while the Seahawks were taking care of the Houston Texans.
To be trouble, and right for the end zone, and scoring, and dunking, Texans with the Jacob.
Chris Fowler had the call on ESPN. Jackson, Smith, and Jigba with eight catches for over 100 yards and the touchdown. Seahawks are now 5-2 with Sam Darnold under center, 27-19 over the Texans. Details beginning to emerge now around the death of former Tampa Bay Buccaneer and Oakland Raider running back Doug Martin, who passed away on Sunday. The former NFL star was identified as the man who died in police custody on Saturday after Oakland police responded at 4:15 a.m. local time to a report about a burglary. Martin burst onto the NFL scene in his rookie year of 2012, gaining 1,454 yards for the Buccaneers with 11 touchdowns. The ALCS last night, game 7 in Toronto, and it was a doozy.
The payoff.
Brian Anderson had the call on TNT. Jeff Hoffman was on the mound, and Oriole fans may remember this guy because, remember, the Orioles refused to sign Hoffman. They had agreed to a 3-year, $40 million deal with the right-hand reliever, but shoulder concerns. Eventually, they reneged on the deal. Jeff Hoffman was on the hill last night when Toronto clinches for the World Series. The time now is 6:37 when we return, oldest teams to never reach a championship.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire? Or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.
So I bring this up because the Mariners last night were denied the opportunity to go to the World Series. They have never been to a World Series in their 49-year existence, which brings up the question, what are the other oldest teams in the other leagues that have never been to a championship? We're going to exclude, so the Mariners in baseball are the oldest, 49 years. Mm-hmm. In the NFL, we're going to exclude the Browns and the Lions, because even though they've never been to a Super Bowl,
they won them championships
back
in the NFL.
Back in the 1950s, right. Correct. So the oldest team never to have gone to a championship game in the NFL is the Jaguars at 31 years since 1995, okay? In the NBA, it's the LA Clippers. You know how terrible they've been over time, 56 years. And in the NHL, it's the Winnipeg Jets, the newest version of the Winnipeg Jets. It's been 26 years. Originally, they were the Atlanta Thrashers. The thing about the Jets, though, were it, when they were the original Jets back in the WHA with Bobby Hull, they won three consecutive championships. It's interesting, you know.
Hungry for championships in those towns, that's for sure.
Right, and sometimes we take it for granted because we've had championships here in Baltimore, although not recently. But, not to take it for granted.
That's why you just never know. That's why so many teams, they get close and then they give away the candy store to make sure they try to get back there the next year. And
which makes it even more interesting on what the Ravens are going to do this year.
Yeah, it's a good call.
We shall see.
Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 before the hour, 7 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company. You can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Interestingly enough, one of our listeners, Eddie, had sent in a email. Basically, he basically put in AI as to who is funding the Safe Streets program. It came up with George Soros. George Soros donated $250,000 to the Open Society Foundation. That's not the only funding, but that it is interesting, is it not? Because we're finding out now, because Cash Patel and the FBI, who's funding the No Kings protest, who's funding the Safe Streets programs, who's funding some of these other programs and violence like Antifa and BLM. A lot of the same names keep popping up, and it's going to be very interesting to find out who is involved in all of that. So you might remember several weeks, months ago, a member, Ed Korstein, his alias was Big Balls. He was a Doge worker, and he got a lot of... Look at Maggie. She just perked up right there for just a second.
I'm awake.
She was nodding off for a second, and all of a sudden her head popped up. but his real name was Ed Korstein, and he... was accosted and assaulted. He was trying to protect his girlfriend as they were leaving a late-night establishment in D.C., and a bunch of thugs. He was able to get her safely locked inside the car, and then, of course, they attacked him, pummeled him. In fact, President Trump released a photograph of the way. He was bloodied. He was bruised. He was beaten up very, very badly. And then we find out that a D.C. judge had released this individual, or individuals. There was two 15-year-olds that a judge released, and one of these dudes has a rap sheet a mile long. Anyway, yesterday, U.S. Attorney Judge Jeanine Pirro announced they were going after them with federal charges. Here she describes what happened to Big Balls first.
You have heard of this crime. Edward Korstein, a 19-year-old Doge person who was working in the administration, was walking a young woman to her car when he was approached in the 1400 block of Swan Street Northwest. Approximately 10 suspects approached him, and as they did, he pushed the young woman into the car. And he was protecting her from the group before he was then attacked by multiple suspects who then punched him repeatedly, causing significant injuries to him. They got him on the ground, and as they were doing so, they demanded the car from the woman who was inside the car and had already locked the car. They were banging on the car. They were pulling the car door, trying to get the car open, and were telling the woman in the car to hand over the keys. And the woman was, as I said, able to lock the car door, so they were unable to gain entry. And it was fortuitous that someone from the Metropolitan Police Department was on patrol. He happened to pull onto the block, and he witnessed the suspects actually assaulting Korstein, who was on the ground lying next to the car. The juveniles fled, but within a short period of time, two 15-year-olds were arrested, and they were taken into the family court by the Attorney General's office.
So you know what happens? We've seen this in Baltimore when they go to family court or go to DJ. By the way, Vinny Schiraldi was also in D.C. for a little bit. And then he they exported him over here to Baltimore with Wes Moore. So they got the same problem in D.C. Bleeding heart do-gooder liberal city council persons, attorney generals, and judges that are releasing these thugs after they brutally assault somebody with this guy at a rap sheet. More from Judge Jeanine coming up in just a second. 6:43 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Delays now on the Beltway, and it starts in the usual spot, 795, going south through Liberty Road. I-70 gets better at Frederick Road down the hill towards 95. The interloop at Green Spring, still a good speed here, passing Green Spring towards the JFX. The Parkville side beginning to slow on the outer loop at Hartford Road. Again today, very clear skies, so wherever your sunglasses are, have them handy for the next hour or so. 20-minute delays now and building southbound at both the harbor tunnels with the lanes open and everybody's moving, but we're backing up very quickly now on 95. Not quite back to Moravia Road, and 895 is already backed up even beyond the Erdman Avenue ramp. JFX, good to go there. The broken down vehicle on the Capitol Beltway, still the problem on the inner loop above the American Legion Bridge coming into Montgomery County. There's at least a 30-minute delay right now crossing the Potomac. The outer loop is slow, and there's also a little bit of fog in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a chilly start to the day, but we are going to warm up. Sunny skies and up into the low 70s today, and right now it is clear and 44 in Severn, 44 in Middle River. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners' name.
Butterball Johnson.
You don't know what it's like out there. I've worked in the private sector. They expect results.
Gotta be kidding.
Yes, they do. All right, Dunkin's new 2025 Halloween menu has arrived with a new candy bar signature latte. Choice of milk mixed with a blend of chocolate, toffee, pretzel, peanut butter flavors, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and crumbled candy bar pieces. The Spider Donut is a donut with purple icing, topped with a glazed chocolate Munchkins donut hole, decorated with chocolate drizzle spider legs. Looks like a spider on top of your donut. And the Halloween Munchkins bucket gets a new look as well. All the Munchkins in there, but you could take that around, and the kids and grandkids can trick or treat with it. In an unrelated development, a Halloween announcement at the Brooksville, Florida home of Chuck Whitaker, Bobbin for Bailey's is now going to be a Halloween activity this year.
Good thing about Bailey's, they just have a twist-off cap.
That's right.
Because they had a corker, it would be nasty.
Then there's the Bailey's coated apples. You know, like the caramel apples?
I like all of that.
Yeah.
Another.
Yes.
And if you just want a little nip while you're on the run.
A little nip.
Bailey's corn, you know? A little bite-sized pieces of Bailey's.
Any of that is good, and I'm not sharing with anyone.
That's right. He always keeps a little few in his pocket. Just a little pick me up there. Popeye's Cajun-style turkey making its return for the Thanksgiving season. You can get a Cajun-style turkey, weighs between 11 and 13 pounds, meant to serve about 8 to 12 people. Got to pre-order it. Pricing for the Cajun turkey starts at $54.99, and if you want one shipped to your home, it's $99.99. Yeah. You're going to save $45 just by going to Popeye's to Cajun.
Sure.
To pick it up.
Go over there and get it.
The Big Box Combo Meal is now back at Popeye's, and that is two pieces of fried chicken, three chicken tenders, plus two regular sides and a biscuit, just $6.99.
Where's the dirty rice?
Yeah, dirty rice. Cajun rice, dirty rice, all good stuff.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about that.
What'd you say that turkey weighed?
I think we said that 11 to 13 pounds.
Serves how many people?
8 to 12.
That's a lie.
You know.
Like,
well,
I don't know.
In your house it would be a lie, absolutely.
It's a lie. That doesn't even get started.
Well,
that's like an appetizer.
If you stuff it, then maybe...
No, you stuff it. Don't tell me.
<I don't.
laughs> maybe it would have 8 to 12 people. Who knows?
You stuff it.
If you
stuff it with what?
Yeah.
A couple of cans of food or something.
Stuffing.
I understand.
Or dressing.
Or cheese.
Exactly. Or anything.
Put some firecrackers in it.
Or Bailey's coated rice balls.
That'll
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Good
yes.
stuff. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:47, 13 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Judge Jeanine on fire as she announces new charges against two more teens. And again, she went through a lengthy recitation of their rap sheets, especially this one dude, Lawrence Cotton Powell. And here is what she eventually said about him.
On April 3rd of this year, Lawrence Cotton Powell was sentenced for a felony attempted robbery. My office asked for jail time. Judge McLean, a judge sitting in the criminal part in Superior Court with no criminal background, made a decision to give Cotton Powell probation in spite of his conviction on a felony attempted robbery. Within 31 days, by May 4th, Powell reoffends. He's rearrested while he's on probation from the felony, and he's charged with simple assault and possession of a prohibited weapon B. On May 4th, my office asked that probation be revoked. But on May 16th, that same Judge McLean comes back and releases Cotton Powell and tells him basically be a good boy. On July 24th, he is sentenced to one of the two misdemeanors that he's charged with. Again, my office asks for jail time after he victimized yet another person. And on July 25th, another judge suspends his sentence and decides that he should be on probation. So after a felony of attempted robbery conviction, after a violation of probation, after a second crime, after a second conviction, after no compliance with C. Sosa, the judges say do better and they let him go. And guess what? Within 10 days, he's at it again with Ethan Levine and Edward Korstein.
Yeah, and that's exactly the mindset that President Trump is trying to eradicate in our major cities with the National Guard. And by the way, we'll have an update on what's going to happen in Portland in our MAG update here this morning. But this cashless bail, these bleeding heart, do-gooder, lefty judges that really don't belong on the bench at all, but they do not want to put any black or brown individual in jail for whatever reason. They don't want to separate them from society, even though they may commit heinous crimes. And again, This whole concept that their brains don't develop until they're 25 is absolute bull dookie. And this is the reason why we're having so many problems now. Look, we're getting a lot of the illegal alien criminal element off the streets. They're being deported and put away in jail. But now we have a lot of our own. These are individuals that are allowed to run the streets all hours of the day and night, carjacking, assaulting, and then they get put right back out on the streets because of the family.
Naughty boy. Go home.
In many cases, there is no daddy in the home, and there's a mommy, and there might be a grandmommy, but they're up against it as well, trying to police their own. Get your thoughts on that as well. Coming up next, what the heck happened in Towson over the weekend during the No Kings protest? Got a lot of people asking questions. You're listening to Casey and Company. Town Appliance is where you need to go if you're in the market for any kind of appliance whatsoever: refrigerator, oven, dishwasher, washer, dryer, microwave oven. No matter what it is, they've got it, and they've got it set up in an incredible showrooms. You get to see everything, how it's laid out in perhaps your kitchen or the kitchen of your future. It is really good. They also have a price match, so you can shop anywhere else you want to, and then go into Town Appliance, and you'll ask for mayor or mayor. There are two mayors there, and they'll show you everything, and they're just really great guys to talk to. They know their business. They know all the appliances, you know, like the back of their hand, and again, the service is unbeatable. That's Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Paycheck replacement is a concept many investors preparing for retirement are considering. A competitive fixed income annuity with guaranteed lifetime income benefits may be part of a successful retirement plan. Many options are available, some that offer bonuses. For more information, dial 410-230-1820. Please leave your name, address, telephone number, and email address. All annuities involve fees, surrender charges, and potential tax implications. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's financial strength. Call 410-230-1820 for this important information. 410-230-1820. Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees or reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. If your kitchen feels more 1990 than 2025, it's time to call AS Builders and Home Improvement. They specialize in kitchen makeovers that are built to last. Open concepts, custom cabinets, gorgeous countertops, and more. The team at AES makes the process smooth, honest, and on time. Make your kitchen the heart of your home again. Visit them at aeshome.us. That's aeshome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any remodel or new kitchen. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes now with the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
Looks like the broken down vehicle may have cleared from the north end of the American Legion Bridge. Yes, much better now for the traffic coming over across the Potomac and into Montgomery County. We were backed up way back into northern Virginia, but now all the lanes are open. We'll keep an eye on it. There's some fog in that area as well, but right now we're busy both sides at the Potomac River Bridge on that section of the Capitol Beltway. You're going to have delays early today, 20-minute delays at least, and building southbound at both the Harvard tunnels. The morning buildups now on the Beltway, on the Parkville side, down the west side, and not quite yet there on the inner loop at Green Spring. And the morning backup is starting to arrive now on I-97 southbound as you head to Annapolis. We're getting some brake lights there at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, chilly start, and then sunny and warmer, low 70s today. It's, on the Ocean City, it's nice and toasty, 53. Here in Baltimore, it is 44 downtown, and you're on Casey and Company. So folks were asking as they were driving over the weekend, cars were stuck in Towson. Bologna Avenue was completely jammed. Kenilworth shut down at Charles. Drivers could not turn around. Police weren't saying much. There was really nothing on social media. There were no official notifications to avoid the area through local media like radio or television or even social media. And we find out it was because of the No Brains protest in the area. Marchers took to the streets, obviously. And in Towson, they were allowed to walk directly through key traffic corridors with full police escort and no public notice whatsoever. Not a single traffic alert, no press release, no posted warning, as I mentioned, on county social media, and just widespread disruption. And if you were caught in it, I'd love to hear from you and how long you were caught in it, because it went on a long, long time. And this wasn't just here in Baltimore or Baltimore County. In D.C., they took to the streets, they overwhelmed K Street in Northwest, and in San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York City, you name it. And unfortunately, look, the question is, did they have a permit to march or to, and in many cases, you want to march, that's fine. You belong on the sidewalk. You don't belong
on a major thoroughfare.
Exactly. You should not, if you're shutting down a street, if you're blocking an intersection, you are posing a public safety hazard to yourself and to everybody else who's driving or bicycling in that area. And this was tolerated, apparently, in Baltimore County. The big question is, was it permitted? Was the route approved?
There are hospitals there. People
exactly.
need to get through.
Was it a coordinated police escort where officers left on their own to scramble and respond to this nonsense? Because nobody told the public. And no one warned the businesses and the drivers in the area. And that, again, Kathy Stealthmeyer, the county executive, should be called onto the carpet over this, as well as the county council know anything about this. And what about the county police department? Did they have a heads up? instead. And then why did Baltimore County Police allow demonstrators and marchers to march openly on the street, shutting down traffic and without a permit? I don't think there was one. Otherwise, we probably would have heard. We'd have been notified. If there was a permit, that they usually do send out, hey, there's going to be a traffic disruption, blah, blah, blah. That did not happen. And again, this kind of behavior cannot be tolerated, but yet for some reason it is in Maryland. Mike is in Bel Air. Good morning, Mike.
Morning. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
So I'm watching the news yesterday, and the one reporter, she had like five or six reporters in different cities, big cities, you know, Chicago, L.A., stuff like that, San Francisco, up in Portland. And they said that what she noticed was really weird about the No Kings protest was, well, one, it was a lot of older people.
Right.
And two, in about two and a half hours, it was over. It was done. It was like they just disappeared into the scenery. And she said, usually you don't see any of that like that in a protest. It lingers, but this didn't linger at all. It was gone.
Yeah, this was AstroTurf. This was organized. It was well funded. They were hanging out sheets with the protest songs and lyrics on them, and so on and so forth. They were told, I've got somewhere in my snack here, instructions on what to wear, what to do, where to report, etc. So this was not grassroots affecting this here whatsoever. Mike, thanks for the observation and the call. Appreciate that. But you know, I want to know who is responsible, for this disruption. People, Saturday's a busy day, okay, for a lot of people to go and run errands and shop and do things, and people had to sit in traffic in that corridor for a long period of time, stuck in traffic because Baltimore County Police allegedly allowed this kind of disruption into the streets, and to me that is law breaking. That is not a First Amendment freedom of speech or peaceable assembly. You want to go out and do it on the sidewalk, fine. If you're not disrupting anybody, that's fine. But apparently that was not the case on Saturday. The best of Casey and Company, available each and every day. Check us out at WCBM.com and on our Rumble and Facebook pages. It's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Coming up next, leftists continue to threaten death for ICE agents and even the president. It's 7 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It is wheels down for Vice President Vance. He has landed in Israel, joining Presidential Envoy Steve Witkoff, Presidential Son-in-Law Jared Kushner on their mission to bolster the Gaza ceasefire. Meanwhile, President Trump says he is being patient with Hamas in its compliance with the ceasefire terms, but Mr. Trump warns his patience is not unending.
They got very rambunctious, and they did things that they shouldn't be doing. And if they keep doing it, then we're going to go in and straighten it out, and it'll happen very quickly and pretty violently, unfortunately.
The president warns Hamas it will face annihilation if it doesn't follow through on what it agreed to. The body of another Hamas hostage has been turned over to Israel, which awaits the return of 15 more. In response to China's tougher export rules, the United States and Australia have signed a critical minerals deal.
During a White House meeting, President Trump and Australian Prime Minister Albanese hailed the agreement.
In about a year from now, we'll have so much critical mineral and rare earths that you won't know what to do with them.
We can continue to take what is every opportunity to improve the relationship even further.
The leaders described it as an $8.5 billion deal between allies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate has voted for an 11th time on a Republican bill to end the government shutdown, and for an 11th time, Democrats have blocked its passage. So the shutdown continues. It's now in its 21st day. Police have arrested a man accused of threatening to open fire at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. What is described as an assault rifle, allegedly found in 49-year-old Billy Joe Cagle's vehicle. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 19 points, NASDAQ futures off 24. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, this is a message you really need to hear. In just the last 2 years, the price of one troy ounce of silver has more than doubled, and silver is now poised for major gains in the months ahead. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD to learn how to convert a portion of your retirement assets into physical silver and position yourself for the next wave of growth in precious metals. It's not too late to leverage the power of silver to help secure your financial future. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new problem on the Capitol Beltway outer loop in Montgomery County, and several vehicles are involved on the outer loop right before the ramp at I-270. Right now, looking at the live shot here, it looks like only the right shoulder is getting by. So anybody from Georgia Avenue, 29, coming over from New Hampshire Avenue, and even as far back as 95, this is going to be a big problem. And just looking at the scene, there are a couple of vehicles against the guardrail, about four or five pieces of equipment on the scene already, and again, only the right shoulder is getting by. That's a big delay. City police have a new minor accident, Orleans Street at Lakewood Avenue. The Beltway locally now with the normal delays, including a little more traffic on the inner loop at Greenspring, and at least 20-minute delays with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a chilly start, but a bright and sunny afternoon with highs actually in the very warm low 70s. A few showers will show up this evening as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
44 degrees in Middle River and 40 in Pikesville at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Ocean City Manager Terry McGean is explaining why the resort town is ending its boardwalk tram service. The service has been suspended since a two-year-old boy was struck and killed by a tram in the summer of 2024. He tells locals that many issues came up after the accident, and the decision to end the service came after operational and safety concerns were identified by an internal review and an outside consultant. Ocean City leaders say they understand the historical and sentimental value of the tram, and any next steps will focus on how to safely serve families and people with mobility challenges. The Baltimore County Fire Department says a septic truck apparently caused a bridge collapse in the Phoenix area. Crews were called to Carroll and Philpott Roads just before 5:30 Monday afternoon, where they found the truck on a collapsed bridge. No injuries or leaks were reported, and the bridge remains closed until further notice. And Mayor Brandon Scott has announced changes to key leadership positions within the mayor's office. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 463. The pick four, 2389. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. If your kitchen feels more 1990 than 2025, it's time to call AS Builders and Home Improvement. They specialize in kitchen makeovers that are built to last. Open concepts, custom cabinets, gorgeous countertops, and more. The team at AES makes the process smooth, honest, and on time. Make your kitchen the heart of your home again. Visit them at AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any remodel or new kitchen. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, 1-5 is not something the Ravens are used to. Having the second worst record in the league, also not something the Ravens are used to. Yet that is the now. Head coach John Harbaugh honest about what lies ahead.
So, you know, we understand it's a challenge, but we also understand we're playing the game next Sunday and we have an opportunity, and we want to make the most of it.
Now, the opponent Sunday is the 4-2 Bears, Roquan Smith's former team.
I'm excited about the matchup, for sure. Haven't gotten a chance to play Chicago since I've been here. You know, grateful for all of my time in Chicago. A lot of amazing people over there.
Early line has the Ravens a 6.5-point favorite in this game, but keep an eye on that betting line as news continues to come out this week about Lamar's status for Sunday. Once again, Lamar missing practice yesterday for Baltimore, the 24th straight day that he has not been on the practice field. ALCS last night, ironic that both the Mariners and the Blue Jays each are in their 49th season as a franchise, but only one is going to the World Series.
Swing and a fly ball, left field and deep, a Rosarena turns, good! A Springer dinger, 4-3 Blue Jays in the bottom of the seventh!
What a great call. Ben Showman had it on the Blue Jays radio network, the Springer dinger. And that was the shot that did the trick, springing the Jays to the AL pennant and on to the World Series for the first time in 32 years. 4-3 the final, game one Friday night against the Dodgers. And if the Orioles are truly interested in Albert Pujols as their next manager, there's going to be some competition. The Angels, who currently employ Pujols as a coach, have given the Padres permission to talk to the future Hall of Famer. And two of his biggest advocates play in San Diego, third baseman Manny Machado and outfielder Fernando Tatis Jr. The Orioles have expressed interest in Pujols, but have yet to schedule an interview. Coming up in 30 minutes, strong words from Marlon Humphrey. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And welcome. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us, am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And we love to hear from you. A lot of folks weighing in, so we'll share some of those thoughts and opinions in a moment. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at the No Brains protest, proving their ignorance. They had no idea why they were out there over the weekend. It's fascinating, the low and no information voters. The city zoning bill, this is a scheme, it appears to me, to eliminate the concept of single-family homes in Baltimore City. We will take a look at that. But our top story here today is, once again, the radical, violent left continues. Whether it's elected officials or people running for office, like Jay Jones, who wants to be the Attorney General in Virginia, that wished the death on the Republican Speaker and wanted his children to die so they could feel pain about their policies. That guy has not been condemned or renounced by the Democrat Party in Virginia, and he's still running and he won't drop out. So that pretty much sends the message that violent rhetoric is acceptable and tolerated in today's Democrat Party. And I know some of you Democrats are disgusted by that, but apparently most of you are not, because no one has done anything about Jay Jones or anything else. We have an adult education professor at Wilbur Wright College. His name is Moises Bernal Puentes. He was at the No Kings rally at Grants Park in Chicago. Again, Operation Midway Blitz is underway there to eliminate criminal illegal aliens from the streets of Chicago. And the Puentes said this about ICE agents.
You gotta grab a gun! We gotta turn around the guns on this fascist system! These ICE agents gotta get shot and wiped out! This day, the state machinery that's on full display right there has to get wiped out!
And this is pretty much acceptable behavior today by the protesters, although they want to say we're nonviolent and we hope to achieve means through that. This is pretty much common throughout. An illegal alien on TikTok offering a $10,000 bounty for every ICE agent killed, according to the feds.
And then we have this, funding that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And a Massachusetts woman, radical leftist, just found out the hard way that threatening federal agents has serious consequences. This woman, Bethany Abigail Terrell, thought she could intimidate ICE agents with impunity outside a Massachusetts courthouse last month. The 37-year-old radical activist got more than she bargained for when federal prosecutors hit her with charges that could send her to prison for a decade. Now, remember, a lot of the J6ers were peacefully standing outside the Capitol or were invited inside the Capitol and did not assault or steal or vandalize. And yet people like, many of the J6ers we interviewed, some of them were held for over 400 days without bail, without a trial, without due process. And so I'm not suggesting that this happened to these individuals, but I do think that the federal government has to come in, as Judge Jeanine just did in D.C., and if they violated a federal charge, if you threaten an ICE agent, that is a federal charge. And again, this guy, Moises Bernal Puentes, that's a call to action. That's not freedom of speech. When you say an ICE agent, go get a gun, and an ICE agent should be shot.
Direct threat.
That is a direct threat on that federal agent. It is a call to action, and that individual should be charged. You're going to watch this one very carefully. I know the Border Patrol, Greg Bovino, is interested in looking up this individual. I think he's going to be getting a call fairly soon. More to come. Radical leftist violence by the Democrats and their leadership are too busy playing political stunts about the shutdown than to call these folks out into question. 7:13 traffic weather on the threes now with the update. The king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
And the wreck on the Capitol Beltway, they very quickly got the vehicles out of the roadway and they're in the median. I mean, it's going to help out. We're going to get some lanes by there now. Outer loop before you get to 270 in Montgomery County. That's the second big problem on the Capitol Beltway. Way through there this morning, and now the backup is still, it's really not going to change much. The backup is back all the way back to I-95, so the east-west highway or maybe the intercounty connector can take some of that traffic away from the Capitol Beltway, but at least they are getting some traffic through once again. 95 now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, you're backed up and you're solid back to Moravia Road, 895. Unfortunately, the cameras are out, cameras at Pulaski Highway and the camera at Moravia Road are both out, but we know for sure the backup is in that area on 895 South. So we're still in the area of a 20-minute delay at least for the traffic at both the Harbor Tunnels. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays. So far, the JFX has been clear from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday chilly start. Sunny and warmer a little bit later on. Highs up in the low 70s. Few showers possible tonight. Overnight will be in the upper 40s. And right now we're looking at 44 and clear in Reisterstown, 42 in Ellicott City. Time for our mega movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Right, yesterday we told you the Secret Service found a hunting stand right outside Palm Beach International Airport in the trees, and it is currently being investigated. Everything is sent to Quantico, where the FBI has their lab, and they're pulling everything they can off this stand, DNA evidence, whatever evidence they can, and hopefully they'll find, because there's no hunting in that area whatsoever. This apparently is in the line of sight on Air Force One when it lands at Palm Beach International, where President Trump then proceeds by, again, motorcade to Mar-a-Lago. So we'll keep you up to date there. Colombian President Gustavo Petro threatened to take out President Trump in a lengthy interview with Univision yesterday, a day after Trump called Petro an illegal drug leader. And, of course, remember we blew up that submarine filled with drugs coming from Colombia. Petro is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the cartels. And our intelligence indicates that. President Trump knows it. And the good news is there are elections next year in Colombia. Hopefully he'll get tossed out on his keister, as they say. President Trump also is concerned about what's happening in the fragile ceasefire in the Middle East. Vice President Vance has been dispatched to of course, the Middle East to, again, negotiate, make sure that Israel and the other partners in the peace deal know what's at stake. And, of course, we've had some an IDF, a couple soldiers killed. Hamas, they're claiming they're gangs. They're not related to Hamas leadership, but we all know that's not the case. This is a terrorist organization, and what they try to do is reconstitute during ceasefires, and apparently they don't know who they're messing with.
For the first time ever, we made a deal with Hamas that, you know, they're going to be very good, they're going to behave, they're going to be nice, and if they're not, we're going to go and we're going to eradicate them if we have to. They'll be eradicated, and they know that. So they went in, and I don't believe it was the leadership, but they had some rebellion in there among themselves, and they killed some people, you know, pretty a lot of people. But this is a violent group. You know, you probably noticed over the last 100 years, this is a very violent group of people. And they got very rambunctious and they did things that they shouldn't be doing. And if they keep doing it, then we're going to go in and straighten it out. And it'll happen very quickly and pretty violently, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that's what's going to happen. Either he'll take the gloves off and tell the IDF, go finish the job. Go finish. And there are still 15 hostages, dead hostages, remains that have yet to have been released by Hamas. Again, we all know what's coming, and eventually it's going to have to happen, just like with ISIS and others, that's for sure. The president was meeting with the Australian prime minister yesterday on a number of things, trade. They're going to buy a bunch of U.S. subs. But at one point, there was an embarrassing moment for the Australian ambassador. A reporter brought it up to President Trump.
I think it's a joke. I looked at the people. They're not representative of this country. And I looked at all the brand new signs paid for, I guess it was paid for by Soros and other radical left lunatics. It looks like it was. We're checking it out. The demonstrations were very small, very ineffective, and the people were whacked out. When you look at those people, those are not representative of the people of our country.
Mr. President, besides San Francisco...
By the way, I'm not a king. I'm not a king. I work my ass off to make our country great. That's all it is. I'm not a king at all.
Yeah, that's in retro a question about his reaction to the no kings, no brains protests that were nationwide yesterday. And he's not a king. Obviously, he's been elected, I think, 3 times, but at least twice officially. And he does work his backside off. He only gets like 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night. And you look what he has done in 275 days. No other American president has ever done that. And we'll now to that bit on the Australian ambassador. Apparently, he's made some not so kind comments about President Trump in the past.
Even things the ambassador said about you in the past, the Australian ambassador?
I don't know anything about him. I mean, if he said bad, then maybe he'll like to apologize. I really don't know. Did an ambassador say something bad about him? Don't tell me. I don't. Where is he? Is he still working for you?
Yeah.
You said bad?
Before I took this position, Mr. President.
I don't like you either. I don't, and I probably never will. Go ahead.
Nobody like him. He just right to your face, man. He'll call you out. Incredible. Federal appeals court Monday allowed President Trump to deploy Oregon National Guard troops to Portland after a judge recently issued a TRO. The Ninth Circuit of Appeals lifted the lower court's TRO in a 2-1 decision. Two of those judges are Trump judges. The one voting against was a Clinton judge. And finally, day 21 of the Schumer shutdown. How are the president's approval ratings holding up, and who do Americans blame? Well, right now, 3 years ago during the first shutdown, he was down 3 points. He's up 1 point now this year. And 3 years ago, 61% blamed President Trump for the shutdown. Now only 48%, a 13-point swing. And one of the big differences in 2018, he had signed 50 executive orders. Now the number is 210. And that is the way it went. 275 days into the golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
7:21 here on KC and Company. Joining us now from the law offices of Michael A. Freeman, Counselor Stephen Freeman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. How you doing?
We are fine, sir. Thank you.
All right. So if you have been involved in an automobile accident case with injury or a premises liability case, namely a slip and fall or trip and fall, you really need to call us as soon as possible so we can get started, because evidence in these kind of cases can disappear quickly, and it really hurts your chances for a successful result. So here's a case in point. This was an accident that happened last fall. My client is doing some food shopping in the Parkville area. She's coming out of the food store. She has one bag in her hand, and she's walking to her car in the parking lot. She sees a hose strewn across the parking lot. So she is carefully attempting to step over this hose when all of a sudden the hose raises up, trips her, and she falls on her right side. She tries to brace herself with her right wrist, but smashes right into the pavement. Fortunately, some witnesses come over. They call 911. She's rushed to the hospital, and she's diagnosed with a right wrist sprain and a broken nose. Very, very serious injury to her. She's got plenty of medical bills, and she's a secretary, so she missed months of work. Now, after the incident, her husband goes to the hospital, and fortunately, being a WCBM listener, he calls our office. We get involved in the case immediately, and what we do is we send our investigator to the food store. He's able to look at the surveillance video, and the surveillance video shows that there's a lawn care company spraying, I guess, some sort of pesticide in the parking lot. And they've actually taken this hose, and it literally is all throughout the parking lot with no signs or anything like that. We're also able to obtain two witnesses that were behind my client that saw everything. We were able to reach out to them over social media and get liability really locked down. So we sent all of the information into the defendant's insurance company, and they have accepted responsibility, as they should, because they're all angles. They're negligent there. So we have not yet settled the case, but that's why it's so important to call us as soon as possible if you've been in an auto accident or premises liability cases, because, again, a lot of times video surveillance can disappear within several days or weeks, and witnesses can fade away. So you need that information to get the case resolved. So give us a call if you've been in an accident, 410-363-6848. Or go up on our website. It's chock full of some great information, maflaw.com. So that's it for this week, Sean. Have a great rest of the week, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, Stephen, thank you so much. A very valuable legal advice there is call as soon as possible. That's Law Office's Michael Lee Freeman, maflaw.com, rather, is the website. 7:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the King, Lug Nuts Johnson.
I'm looking at the camera here at 95 and the city-county line. A little fog, a little haze, and some heavy traffic there coming down through Rosedale and then right at the split. After that, heavy traffic, 895 around Moravia Road. Pulaski Highway, 95 is slowing at Moravia Road. 20 to 25-minute delays. Everybody's moving. There are no incidents right now at the tunnels southbound. Beltway so far behaving itself. The normal heavy traffic on the Parkville side. The inner loop is filling in towards Green Spring, and the west side had already been busy anyway for the traffic moving south from 795 and eventually down through Frederick Road. And then looking at the camera now at the Beltway at the BW Parkway, that southwest side. Looks good between Washington Boulevard and the ramps at I-97. Speaking of I-97, the southbound side now is busy, of course, right at the merge at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, chilly start, but warming up a little later on. Sunshine, low 70s. Right now, clear 43 in Middle River, and it is 43 in Glen Burnie as well. 7:25, we're talking about the radical violent left, and you would think that, again, look, if this were the right doing this, we would call on President Trump and others to, try to obviously condemn it, denounce it, and try to let cooler heads prevail and encourage people to stop it. But the left is not doing any of that. You're not getting it from Schumer or from Jeffries or from AOC or any of the so-called leaders. In fact, they just seem to sit back and take it all in and enjoy it. Here is a woman in Chicago who was out protesting over the weekend, the No Kings, No Brains rally, and listen to what she says she wants for her birthday present.
So this is your birthday, so you came out on your birthday, you thought it was important, tell me why.
Absolutely, because I have two little boys who deserve a bright future of freedom and democracy, and this is a nightmare that I'm living in, and I'm here to make a difference and to be loud and proud. If there's no other way I'd want to celebrate my birthday than with my parents and my best friend fighting for our country.
So, okay, so for a birthday present, what do you hope happens? You know, you wake up tomorrow morning.
I hope that I see the obituary that we're all waiting for tomorrow. That's what I hope for.
Yeah. You wishing that President Trump is dead?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And again, this is a mother. She said she had two children, two boys, I think she said. And
God help them.
You know, exactly. And this is how this stuff begins to, they become indoctrinated, they become poisoned by this hateful, vile, evil rhetoric. And it just, and this was in Portland, Maine. I think I said Chicago. It was in Portland, Maine. And this was supposed to be peaceful, right? This was supposed to be a nonviolent protest. And we'll get to some of the rest of these protesters a little bit later on in this hour. But this just goes to show you that these people are either unhinged, suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. I do remember there was a lot of Bush derangement syndrome when Bush 41 was president. So this has been something that the leftist counterculture radical movement has been doing now, probably, you know, with great regularity since the mid-60s. Now it's morphed into this kind of thing. I was also disturbed by a video I saw in the last couple of days. Far left wing protesters across America, obviously marking their so-called No Brains Day with grotesque anti-Trump demonstrations, including children. And the one that I saw, children were being encouraged to stab and violently attack effigies of the president as adults egged them on, cheered, encouraged them, and laughed. And what was billed as a pro-democracy protest quickly devolved into scenes of absolute pure derangement and moral decay. The most sickening came out of Broadway, Illinois, where a video there shows a masked child stabbing an effigy of President Trump with a stick as adults were standing by watching, laughing, and so on and so forth. And it's just, this is the kind of, this is, I think, a form of child abuse. I think when you encourage children to engage in hateful, violent political acts,
there's nothing cute about it.
No, and that is something that again, where are child social services in these cities, in these states? I mean, I've heard of women, mothers that have been had children either threatened to have been taken away if you refuse their gender affirming nonsense, or if you let your child walk home from school by themselves beyond a certain distance. Parents have lost custody of their children, and yet this is tolerated. This is tolerated, that you can openly advocate violence against anyone with children present, is to me a really sickening statement of the progressives now that have hijacked the Democrat Party. So I just think that cooler heads need to prevail, and you look for leadership here, and that is the question. Where is the leadership among the Democrats? There is none. There is no Democrat. I mean, you'd think Bill Clinton, maybe, but he's long in the tooth. He's not the leader anymore. Biden obviously is toast. He's gone. And then, so who's left? Obama? Obama's out there pouring gasoline on the fire. So it's a sad day for the Democrats and a very sad day for America. 7:30. And coming up next, the secret scheme to eliminate single-family homes in Baltimore City. Right now, here's Maggie Hunter with news headlines.
Good morning. Thanks. Two Towson bars are being fined for serving alcohol to minors. The Baltimore County Liquor Board has issued a $750 fine to World of Wine, and the Kent Lounge will pay another fine. Both bars could have had their licenses suspended or revoked, but commissioners imposed the fines and directed the owners to provide additional training for their staffers. The fines are the most recent actions taken against a Towson bar. bar. Last month, the Green Turtle lost its liquor license after several chaotic Thirsty Thursday events. The owner of the Green Turtle said they would be closing the Towson location by the end of the year. And a Baltimore man has been sentenced to life plus 35 years in prison for a deadly double shooting in Harlem Park. Antonio King shot the victims during a November 2024 dispute in the 1900 block of Edmondson Avenue. Marcus Holloway died from his injuries, and a 45-year-old victim survived. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates says he hopes the family of Mr. Holloway feels their loved one got justice with the sentence, and he wished continued healing for the surviving victim on the road to a full recovery. Ocean City Manager Terry McGeehan is explaining why the resort town is ending its boardwalk tram service. The service has been suspended since a two-year-old boy was struck and killed by a tram in the summer of 2024. He tells local TV that many issues came up after the accident, and the decision to end the service came after operational and safety concerns were identified by an internal review and an outside consultant. Ocean City leaders say they understand the historical and sentimental value of the tram, and any next steps will focus on how to safely serve families and people with mobility challenges. And the Baltimore County Fire Department says a septic truck apparently caused a bridge collapse in the Phoenix area. Crews were called to Carroll and Philpott Roads just before 5:30 Monday afternoon. It's 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
One of our listeners called in, said there's a wreck, and we're looking at it here, 795. It's in the median. It's above Cockeys Mill Road and before the split at 140. So there's no impact right now with a state highway truck there and at least one vehicle in the median. I think the other one is a state police car. Not sure, but you'll see some activity. We might slow a little bit more maybe on the southbound side once some more equipment arrives through there. But for right now, everything is in the median on 795 as you're traveling to and from 140. Just made a quick check through Annapolis. Nothing major at the Bay Bridge. 50 at Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge. All the lanes open there. The morning backup is there. It's not quite as bad as normal, but it is slowing on I-97 southbound right at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a chilly start, but a bright and sunny afternoon with highs actually in the very warm low 70s. A few showers will show up this evening as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, you can always count on Ravens defensive back Marlon Humphrey to be as blunt and honest as they come in his assessment of the Ravens. And so there he was yesterday at his locker, head down, baseball cap on, answering questions passionately and brutally. First one, what does the Ravens defense need to do to turn it around?
I think we all been trying to figure that out for, really, four games straight, however many we've lost. And so we're still searching for that. Hopefully we'll kind of figure out some things and get some wins.
And then later, does he look ahead at the schedule to see who the Ravens play in the future?
We are 1-5. We are like 1-5. So we've won one game, lost five games. The only thing I think anybody wants to do is just to win one game. If you're focused on anything other than that, I hope you let somebody know because you need to. either meet with our mental health person or somebody, because we need to focus on one game, one practice. I just want to win.
Just wants to win a game. NFL football last night, they wanted to win a game. It was a Monday night doubleheader, and the headliner was Jahmyr Gibbs in Detroit.
Right up the gut, there goes Gibbs. Foot race. Winfield can't get there. Touchdown, Lions.
Joe Buck had the call on ESPN. It was a career-high 218 rushing yards for the Lions running back. Two scores. Lions moved to 5-2. 24-9 was the final over the Buccaneers. And then late-night football last night, Seahawks turned back the Texans 27-19. Seattle also now moving to 5-2 on the season. To baseball we go, where there was anticipation and angst in Toronto. Trailing 3-1 in the seventh, the Blue Jays' George Springer came to the plate.
Swing and a ball!
Ben Showman had the call on the Blue Jays radio network. That's karma for you, as it was Springer who was hit on the knee by a 100-mile-per-hour fastball back in Seattle, and the fans clapped. Well, that was in Game 5. It was Springer who sends the Mariners home 4-3, the final. Caps back in action tonight for the final game of a four-game homestand. They take on the Kraken at 7 p.m. at Capital One Arena. Right wing Brandon Duhane will play in his 300th career game. Head coach Spencer Carberry addressed the media yesterday.
He's become a big part of our team. He's a big personality. He fits in with our group so well. He's got such a energy, enthusiasm, positivity about him that...
The Caps had their four-game winning streak snapped by Vancouver on Sunday. The time now is 7:37. When we return, timing is everything.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
This was inexplicable last night. I don't know if you caught this or not, but Fox Sports is getting raked over the coals on social media today for what they did last night in the bottom of the ninth inning. Blue Jays and Mariners, it was 4-3.
Right.
Obviously, the Mariners trying to make the comeback. One out, bottom of the ninth. And, you know, the anticipation, the crowd, right, all that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, Fox goes to a 15-second commercial in the middle of an at-bat. With one out in the bottom of the ninth for Capital One Bank or something like that, whatever it was. You know how they like they make the screen small and
yes,
put the commercial
yes, right.
They did that with one out in the bottom of the ninth yesterday, and you got to pay the bills. I mean,
right,
I understand that.
Right.
But can you imagine, like, if I'm about ready to deliver some really, like, interesting sports information on this show, which
well,
is
that
rare.
Would never happen.
Right, it's very rare.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you went to, like, a 10-second promo. Like, there's just no way.
Somebody's in trouble this
Look,
morning.
Somebody pays enough money, anything can happen, you know?
Wow, they are just getting smoked this morning.
Yeah, that's a new trend now, because they do it in football games, too, when they have like a 30-second timeout.
Right.
So a lot of times they won't cut away. They just keep the game on, they show you the commercial.
Right, because advertisers want to get those eyeballs.
Yeah.
And they figure that if they go to a regular commercial break, people will go to the bathroom or whatever.
Right.
So that's what's happening.
It's an interruption when you break away from the game and you put the commercial on. That's when people go to the refrigerator or snack.
Exactly.
Exactly. But that is, at a time when you're talking about intense drama and emotion.
One out, bottom of the ninth, Game 7 ALCS. Winner goes to the World Series, and they go to a spot in the at-bat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. If these are going to do it, it should be themed that's appropriate to the at-bat or something. I don't know, like have a tension headache or, you know.
That's pretty good marketing there, Sean.
You know, exactly. Suffering from anxiety right now.
I think you have a future.
Fiber 1.
All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So there are a bunch of city zoning bills that have that are on the platter in Baltimore City. Two passed yesterday, one involving Bill 250064. Has to do with reducing bulk and yard standards to build close to property lines. That passed easily. The second one is Bill 25-0065. That would eliminate requirements for the new properties to have off-street parking spaces. So now they're going to build, in a crowded city, they're going to build housing and have no parking. Yeah, for
great.
Those. Yeah. So, again, you're going to be strictly reliant on rideshare, bus, light rail, whatever.
Walk, it's Donald Trump's fault.
To work or whatever the case may be. But the third one, I think, is the really one that bothers a lot of people. That's the Bill 25-0066. Okay? And all this is being done, according to Mayor Scott, to make housing more abundant and affordable. Here's what he said back in May when he introduced this. Quote, what we see today in many parts of Baltimore are enclaves of black excellence and success built in spite of exclusion and injustice. So I want to be clear, this is not about pushing anyone out of their neighborhood, especially those who live in those enclaves of black excellence. This is not about erasing what you've built. End of quote. It's always about race with this guy. So I got a letter from a listener. His name is John. And he says, this bill that they're proposing, 25-0066, would rezone every square inch of single-family neighborhoods in Baltimore City to allow multifamily up to four units of what was formerly a single-family home. So when you're crowded for space, how do you create more housing? You take single-family homes and you rezone them so they become multiple-family homes. This is the most significant zoning bill since 1927 when zoning was first introduced in the city. That zoning placed almost all of Baltimore neighborhoods in single-family zones, and that zoning stayed the same through the 1971 zoning until the most recent transformation in 2016. This bill, he says, is a radical change, no doubt about it. Wipes away almost 100 years of zoning history, makes every single-family neighborhood in Baltimore City multi-family. And the question is, do the citizens want it? Who knows? But we do know that the vast majority of citizens throughout the state live in single-family neighborhoods. If this bill passes, Baltimore City will be 0%. Every neighborhood will be zoned for multifamily. In short, this bill is premised on the assumption that Baltimore residents, despite almost 100 years of history, don't want single-family neighborhoods. This is nonsense, he says. There's not a shred of evidence for this. The city has no idea of what the residents of the 266 neighborhoods want because they have not gone to these neighborhoods to find out. Transform Baltimore was studied for 4 years. This bill was introduced weeks ago, and they're saying to the city council, do not hear this bill. Go to the neighborhoods. Find out what people want in their neighborhoods. But I wanted to get it on your radar. It's Baltimore City Council Bill 25-0066, which would rezone every single neighborhood now for multifamily and not for single-family homes. All right, 743, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
I brought to you as a service of the Liberty ship, John W. Brown, docked at the Inner Harbor. The Beltway is really crawling now from even before Bel Air Road around into Towson. The inner loop through Pikesville now, that backup begins going back towards Liberty Road through 795, Reisterstown Road, all the way through Green Spring, crossing over the JFX and over towards 83 in the west side. You know where that deal is. That's 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. So basically, all of that is just the normal heavy traffic. JFX still looks good right here at the city-county line coming south from Ruxton Road. We've had delays coming south from the split at 95 and 895. So the heavy traffic there, 20-minute delays plus as you're coming south going into both the harbor tunnels. The wreck on 795 stays in the median. It's not a big deal right now. It's north of the bridge at Cockeys Mill Road and before the ramp at 140, so not a big deal there. Baltimore County had a new wreck at Old Court Road at Rolling Road. Join us aboard Baltimore's ghost ship, the SS John W. Brown, for an unforgettable experience filled with history and spooky surprises and great fun for the entire family for Halloween every Friday and Saturday in October. Get all the information at BaltimoreGhostShip.com. Excuse me.
No. What did you eat?
A little heartburn there. Sorry about that. This report brought to you by Rolaids. No, Honakin. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly start, but warm it up. Sunny skies, low 70s today. Right now, already 47 and sunny in Annapolis, and it is 44 in Reisterstown. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got WCBM pens and keychains for you here today. So now you can carry your favorite writing utensil. And also put your car keys, house keys, whatever. Take WCBM wherever you go.
Next can I up, go too?
We'll get some jammies. We'll get some jammies on order for you, Chuck.
No kidding.
Kurt and Edgewater is our contestant.
Oh, no, not that again.
Yes. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. Chuck thinks anybody who's smarter than him is a show-off, which means everybody on Casey and Company is a show-off.
Wow. You see the people meter where it went just then?
You care to respond?
I'm just telling you. See the people meter? We were at 75%. We went down to a minus 6 just now.
All right, Kurt, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go after low man on the totem pole, Whitaker.
Burn.
Story number one, Ocean City, Maryland police overwhelmed by a volume of volunteers signing up to light up a joint for upcoming training for officers. Recognizing signs of marijuana impairment, they advertised for about 12 to 14 volunteers. They got over 50 to come and get high in front of the cops.
What time are you going down there, Kurt?
I'm leaving after this.
Story two, certain smart litter boxes can monitor our pets' habits and health, but now Kohler, maker of toilet and toilet bowl cleaner, saying that they have a $600 new toilet with a camera in it.
There you go, Kurt.
Well, an optical sensor that will examine all your excretions and secretions to determine if there's anything there that doesn't belong. And there's a subscription fee
toilet cam?
Of $70 to $150 a year as well.
You can only
use
it on Turds Day.
No.
Oh!
And story number three, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson has proposed a tax on toilet paper. They're trying to close a $1 billion deficit in the city. The mayor said the tissue tax would also apply to Kleenex, which he says is clogging up the city's sewer system. Patrons will have to pay the extra dollar for either their TP or their Kleenex, or look for other alternatives. All right, story number one, Maryland Police, Ocean City Police Department overwhelmed by folks who wanted to get high for a police study. Story two, Kohler, the toilet bowl manufacturer, wants to put a tiny camera in your toilet cam and analyze the contents. And, of course, in Chicago, now they want to tax TP and Kleenex. All right, Maggie, you get to go first.
I have must say that no pun intended, number two is that is outrageous.
But is it fake? That's the question.
Yes, it's fake.
Maggie says story number two.
Some sick people who could.
Is fake.
But if it were true, you would finally, when we had one here, you would finally get all the answers to the questions. You've had all these years.
Who did that?
She has a. She's got a copyright on the Can Cam already. Chuck.
I think number three has possibilities, but some of that, you could use that theory for Kurt's stuff that he writes a script down on before he comes on the air. I'll go with Kohler.
All right, one for, that is story number two, correct? Yes, correct.
Two, please.
Kristen.
I think Kurt wanted to go right after Chuck, right?
Oh, right after Chuck?
He likes to be.
Oh, that's right, you like to follow Chuck wherever he goes. Kurt?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say Chuck uses an outhouse and the flies follow him home. I'll go with number two.
And your face is painted on the front door.
These guys
one really, older too.
These guys really love each other. Kristen.
I don't know. They're making everything smart these days. I don't know why you would want that, but I think that the technology is there. I'm going to be brave, unlike Chuck. I'm going to go out of the way. I'm going to say number three.
Oh, my goodness. She is a delivered one right between the eyes.
She's getting a little feisty these days, you know what I'm saying?
There's been a lot of short jokes, so this is just payback.
Yeah,
this is not, this is
guess what? It's going to go ramped up now. Oops, you can't use the ramp. That's right.
Oh, my.
Okay.
A flat words in my country.
Okay, thanks.
Story one, OCPD. Yes, they only wanted a few. They got lots of folks that wanted to get high. Story two, the Kohler cam is also a true story.
No.
Story three is our fake news story of the day. So, Kurt, you get to play again in another day. Any final parting shot, Kurt?
Yippee!
Okay. Stunned momentarily.
No, TP.
TP. All right, Kurt, thanks so much. Appreciate it. That's it. Chuck?
I really know.
Kristen emerges victorious again. All right, 751, you're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Coming up on 7:53, top of the hour, Sheriff Mike Lewis of Wicomico County is going to be joining us as we talk about the 287G program. There's a great debate in Wicomico County if they're going to adopt the 287G, which form of 287G. We'll get the latest from the sheriff himself, Sheriff Mike Lewis of Wicomico County. 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes, and once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The wreck on 795 stays in the median, and not a big deal for coming up from Franklin Boulevard or coming down from 795 at 140. Traffic is getting by. It's not a big problem right now through there. New wreck in Baltimore County. It's inside the Beltway at Liberty Road at St. Luke's Lane. And in the meantime, all the normal delays around the Beltway, both the tunnels still sitting there with anywhere between a 20 and 25 minute delay southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795, head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit Mitchell'sGolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, and it's been a chilly start to the day, but we are going to warm up and be sunny in the low 70s today. A few showers maybe tonight into the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, much cooler, highs in the mid 60s. And right now, 43 and sunny. sunny in Forest Hill. It is 44 in Glen Burnie. So the big No Kings, No Brains protest over the weekend, as we've talked about it, it's largely older, largely white. I didn't see many minorities out there on the No Kings Day for some strange reason. Of course, this was not grassroots. This was AstroTurf. But, you know, these people are paid, and you wonder, because the number of, as Rush used to call them, low information or no information voters, is it really just is off the charts. And I pulled a couple of pieces of audio that I thought you'd be interested in hearing as to what these people know or don't know. And here in this one, they can't give one reason why they're out there protesting against President Trump.
No King's Day.
And why specifically are you out supporting No King's Day?
I think protest is important.
Why are you protesting?
How much time do you have?
A couple minutes. And what's the main reason you're out here protesting President Trump?
I agree with a lot of the decisions that are being made.
Is there any decision in particular you disagree with?
I would start with, I don't even think it's appropriate for me to have this interview.
You can't name one reason. And she's crying, I don't think it's appropriate for me to even doing this interview because I can't come up with an answer because I'm so stupid. It's unreal. And then a bunch of people wearing inflatables, yes, inflatable costumes, were interviewed as to why they were there, why were they wearing inflatable costumes.
And people who are violent, and it really helps to match the absurdity of those statements when we show up and show support in silly inflatable animal costumes.
Absolutely. What does it mean for you to be here today, representing, what you're standing for?
There's so many things, mostly like freedom of the speech, of like being able to gather and tell everybody like why we don't like about this administration, and pretty much that being... That's a right. Like, we are the youth warrior, we're going to lose. And we're here just to prove, like, we don't want to lose that right.
Absolutely. Now, I spoke to someone else earlier who was also dressed up and kind of was wearing their message. I think that's a great way to kind of get your point across without actually speaking. So what is the importance of, like you mentioned, wearing the message that you're trying to send? And what is that message?
It's really just to show that we are together, united, and we are nonviolent. And we want to stand up for all communities in this country.
So very lastly, what do you hope that people take away from today's protest?
Just when you hear things in the news about people being violent, you need to really take a look at what is really happening.
Yeah, not like dressing up like Barney the Dinosaur, telling people that'll really get your message across. And then finally, they're protesting No King's Day. Well, can you tell us how Trump is a king?
We're out here at the No Kings protest, and we're asking all the important questions, such as, if Trump was elected, how exactly is he a king? Because he is trying to take control of everything, like his checks and balances are not working, so he is just trying to completely disregard the Constitution.
Which amendments specifically?
The first one.
Trying to take away our
freedom of protesting.
I would say that it's because even though he was elected, I agree, due process, he got what he got elected fairly, sure, but he's doing things that make him the king. Like, he's taking away, civil rights.
Even though he was elected, we still think he's a king. Okay, it shows you just how dumb and ignorant these people truly are. They're out there giving the freedom of assembly and saying that the freedoms are being taken away. They really are no information voters. Are you finding yourself thinking more about your monthly budget than you're used to? You're watching your savings and retirement accounts shrink to a point that's starting to make you a little bit uncomfortable? If so, you're not alone. Many homeowners 62 and older are feeling the squeeze, higher prices, fixed income, some cases a monthly mortgage payment that takes a little too much out of the budget, one most people never expected to still have at this point in life. That's why And where a reverse mortgage can make a real difference, it's a federally insured loan designed specifically to give you access to the value in your home without having to sell. It can eliminate that monthly mortgage payment and other debts, and you decide when you want to repay the loan. You keep full ownership of your home, no minimum credit score requirements, no monthly payments required unless you choose to make them. So call my good friend Mark McVeary, 410-788-7070. He's the reverse mortgage answer man, 410-788-7070, and you'll speak directly with Mark. Stay tuned. Sheriff Mike Lewis coming up next. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. What police say could have been a mass shooting at the busy Atlanta airport thwarted. And it's all because a concerned family saw something and said something.
We have taken in custody and have under arrest a Billy Cagle, age 49.
Atlanta Police Chief Darren Shearbaum.
Cartersville Police Department was alerted by the family of Mr. Cagle that he was streaming on social media, that he was headed to the airport, in their words, to shoot it up.
Cagle arrived at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport in a Chevrolet pickup truck parked outside the terminal doors and appeared to show interest in TSA security before he was questioned and taken into custody.
When we went to that vehicle, we found inside a Springfield AR-15 assault rifle.
I'm Jennifer King.
Joining the Trump team's mission to shore up the fragile Gaza ceasefire deal, Vice President Vance. He's in Israel now. He joins Presidential Envoy Steve Witkoff and Presidential Son-in-Law Jared Kushner. Israel, meanwhile, awaits the return of the bodies of 15 more of the hostages now that the body of another captive has been handed over. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says President Trump does have constitutional authority to deploy Oregon National Guard troops to Portland. A 3-2 ruling, the two Trump-appointed judges siding with the administration while the lone Clinton-appointed judge dissented. The matchup for baseball's fall classic is all set.
The Toronto Blue Jays are back in the World Series for the first time since 1993. They host the Los Angeles Dodgers in Friday night's opener after a 7-game series victory over Seattle in the American League Championship Series. The Dodgers are aiming to become the first repeat winners since the Yankees from 1998 to 2000.
Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh says Game 1 is Friday night, 8 o'clock Eastern. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 17 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning, Neuron. You are on Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the tunnels are still backed up towards the city-county line. Just looked at 95. It's back there around Moravia Road, 895 in the area of Moravia Road, Pulaski Highway. So very slow there. You come out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and then there's an area of slowing again towards Camden Yards at the junction at 395 out to about Washington Boulevard in the Caton Avenue area. Don't see anything. No reports of any problems, but it's heavy through there. The northbound side is also a little bit slow from the bridge at DeSoto Road coming up into the interchange there at 395. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays are out there right now on 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a chilly start, but a bright and sunny afternoon with highs actually in the very warm low 70s. A few showers will show up this evening as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
46 in Edgemere and 39 in Joppatown. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown and a coalition of counterparts have filed an amicus brief in the Supreme Court to prevent the deployment of National Guard troops to Chicago. The brief urges the court to deny President Trump's request for the stay of a lower court order blocking the deployment. The coalition says the lower court blocked the deployment of troops because it's an unlawful and dangerous threat to democracy. The coalition is asking the Supreme Court to respect that decision and stop the president from turning the military into a political weapon that he can deploy whenever he disagrees with state and local leaders. The Baltimore City Council has passed legislation that requires the fire department to establish a scene around emergencies that bans unauthorized individuals. Once established, only first responders, families, survivors, the Red Cross, and other authorized personnel will be allowed in that area. Restoration companies or public adjusters will not be allowed within the emergency scene. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 463. The pick four, 2389. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm Chris Serbeck, president of Crestlock.com. I hear a lot of ads from my competition claiming they're the best. Crestlock.com has been in business since 1969. With our years of experience, we have built a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom so you can see for yourself working systems. Visit Crestlock.com at 10015 Pulaski Highway, Middle River, so you can decide if Crestlock.com is the best company to handle all your locksmith and security needs. Give us a call at 410-256-7800 for Crestlock.com.
Squirrels are adorable and oh so clever, but eating everything at your bird feeders? Not so cute. If you're tired of feeding the squirrels, we have lots of solutions. Hi, I'm Mary Lynn from Wild Birds Unlimited. We have squirrel-proof feeders, baffles, and even spicy seed and suet products to deter those crafty critters. And if you're a squirrel fan, we have feeders, peanuts, and squirrel logs just for your furry friends. Come visit us at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and now Columbia.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
8:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. More honesty from Ravens DB Marlon Humphrey at his locker yesterday in Owings Mills. Humphrey was asked if the Ravens' encouraging defensive performance against the Rams was a harbinger of good things to come.
The honest answer is we still lost, so I don't really know what it really did. The objective is to win, so you know I could say you know it is this. It looked like this, but the result was still a loss. So,
big news yesterday though was the absence of Lamar. No Lamar Jackson at practice. The 24th straight day that the Ravens quarterback has missed the practice field. There are 11 D1 college head football coaches that have been fired this season, and while it's unlikely that Terps head man Mike Loxley would join that group, his seat is getting hotter. College Football News reporting that Loxley's seat is warm. Sports Illustrated calling it toasty, noting that Loxley's $13.4 million buyout isn't bad by current industry standards, but still a hard pill to swallow for a school that has lost money on athletics over the last decade. Another hard pill for the school to swallow is three consecutive fourth quarter blown leads by the Terps, who lost this past Saturday to UCLA. And finally, the 80th season of the NBA tips off tonight with a doubleheader on a new broadcast partner. Rockets and Thunder at 7:30, Warriors and Lakers at 10 p.m., both on NBC and Peacock. So no more Ernie Johnson, no more round mound of rebound. Carmelo Anthony and Michael Jordan will be special contributors to the broadcast. Coming up in 30 minutes, how many games must the Ravens win? And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up in this segment, we're joined on a Newsmaker hotline by Sheriff Mike Lewis, Wicomico County on the Eastern Shore. And we're all about the 287G program and the ICE federal agents and local law enforcement working or cooperating with them. Sheriff, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Sean. Thanks for having me on the show.
It is my pleasure, as always. And so, again, I thought this would pretty much be a slam dunk in Wicomico County, but apparently it's been running into some headwinds. Can you give us an update?
Well, we have certainly announced our intent to enter into a 287 program with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, much like many other sheriffs across the state. Our Wicomico councilmen and women fully supported, at least five of the seven do. Our county executive fully supports it. Our difference down here, Sean, is that the Wicomico County Detention Center falls in the purview of the county executive, my office, the sheriff. Consequently, I had to get the county executive on board, which she quickly jumped on board and said, I'm all for this. The problem is she has a very adversarial relationship with the county council. So we're trying to iron out all the details. I'm confident that we're going to make this happen. We're going to go with the warrant service officer model as opposed to the jail enforcement model. It will work well for us. My sheriff's staff would be very much on board, and we'll be able to work closely with ICE to get these dangerous criminals out of our communities. So it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to take a little bit longer than normal, but it will happen.
So you mentioned the warrant service officer. That's a 287G light versus the jail enforcement, which I call 287G heavy. So tell us a little bit about the warrant service officer. I mean, what would your officers, what would your sheriff's deputies be doing with federal agents?
Well, anytime someone is brought into the jail and they are found to be wanted by ICE, obviously detainer is filed. We immediately go in with our sheriff's deputies. We query the system. We are designated immigration officers for that purpose, and we will file the appropriate paperwork allowing Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers to do what they need to do on the street in search of other dangerous, illegal, criminal aliens. Our sheriff's deputies will respond to the office. We will serve the paperwork. We will do all the paperwork for them, and I look forward to that relationship. I want to do as much as we can to protect our communities, and doing that is part of it.
Would your deputies, in making traffic stops, would they make any inquiries as to the immigration status of a motorist on a traffic stop, or no?
They will not. We are not legally permitted to do that by state law. We cannot do that.
And that's recently we've had a memo go out from the Attorney General, Anthony Brown, on reminding you of your law enforcement responsibilities. What were your thoughts on the AG's memo?
Well, you know, Sean, he sent this memo out back in April, and then we got another one last week. And I got to be honest with you, it felt like we had once again had a warning shot fired by Attorney General Anthony Brown across the bow of every law enforcement agency in this state, warning us, obviously, of the consequences should we choose to cooperate with Immigration and Customs Enforcement or ICE. A warning shot that, once again, is totally unnecessary is, you know, Maryland law enforcement executives, both tenured and experienced, men and women across the state are already well aware of long-standing, well-established law enforcement best practices and procedures governing what we can and cannot do. We know what we can and cannot do. But we're in the midst of, sadly, what has become one of the most challenging situations, I think, Sean, that we have ever faced in our law enforcement careers. For 4 years under the Biden administration, we had no borders at all. Our Southwest faucets were wide open, and tens of millions of illegal, undocumented, unchecked, unvetted illegals entered our country in violation of our own sovereignty. This failed policy, as you well know, was disastrous, and it created what I consider to be a humanitarian crisis of biblical proportions. And I've spoken about this multiple times down at the border when I've visited the border, I've worked the border, I've flown with the Border Patrol in Texas, DPS and our helicopters, and we have chased illegals who came into our country illegally, and we landed and we apprehended them. I've spent enormous amounts of time at our border. Obviously, this humanitarian crisis now created a homeland security crisis for our own nation. And we have an attorney general who has never attended a single Maryland Sheriff's or Maryland Chief's annual professional development seminar, despite our invitations. Not once has he attended our monthly Sheriff's and Chief's meetings, which are conveniently held at different locations across the state of Maryland. Instead, we currently have and have had nothing but a contentious and, quite honestly, almost adversarial relationship with our own Maryland Attorney General.
That speaks volumes, indeed. Hold that thought there, Sheriff. We got a pause for traffic. Latest traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker's got the latest Morris. Chuck?
All right, that wreck we had early this morning on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway in the area right before 270 is still there, and they're still crowding the left-hand lane, so the backup has gone back up the hill towards Georgia Avenue and over through that area coming down from Route 29. Now, some of that then got a little bit of a gap because there was a new wreck on the outer loop between Route 1 in College Park and the ramp over at 95. So the backup now back towards Greenbelt Road and back to that area in Prince George's County. So get a little break and then we're slow again. And that accident scene is still blocking the left-hand lane right before the ramp at 270 in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly start, warming up today. Low 70s under sunny skies. Right now sunny and 45 in Severn and 47 on the Eastern Shore in Stevensville. On our newsmaker hotline is Wicomico County Sheriff Mike Lewis. We're talking about the 287G program. They're trying to get the Warrant Service Officer program in his county, and they're getting closer and closer to that. But we're talking about Attorney General Brown. And I just wanted to see if I get this straight, Sheriff. The top law enforcement officer in the state, that would be the Attorney General, has not shown an interest in meeting with you or any other law enforcement agencies regarding this issue, and apparently is instructing local law enforcement not to aid or assist ICE in removing criminal illegal aliens off the streets of Maryland.
That is correct, 100% correct. And in addition to that, Sean, as you well know, this latest memorandum of guidance, it changes nothing for the men and women of Wicomico County. We're going to continue to do our jobs. Hell, we know how to do our jobs. I've been doing it for 41 years, over four decades doing this kind of work. And I certainly have learned more about our Attorney General than he has learned about me. Perhaps maybe I should send him a memorandum of guidance on how to be an Attorney General who fights for the people of Maryland against violent crime that currently plagues Baltimore City, Prince George's County, Montgomery County, just to name a few. Instead, I'm sure later today, I'll see the usual 1 to 3 press releases that he puts out every single day where he joins anywhere from 17 to 21 attorneys general, the minority, by the way, across the country, suing President Trump yet again for doing what the majority of the American people voted for him to do. You know, working with ICE across the state of Maryland is vital to my ability, our ability to fulfill public safety missions in every county, and that includes Baltimore City. You know, currently, Sean, here's what's pathetic. Currently, we work with federal partners, and we do the right thing every day. We have and have always had task force officers, or TFOs, assigned to the DEA, the FBI, the ATF, HSI. And when we work together, we accomplish so much more. However, this AG has singled out ICE or ICE. We've never received any warnings or any official memorandums of guidance on how to conduct ourselves working with all the other alphabet agencies, just the ICE or ICE. You know, I'm looking forward to working with ICE to identify individuals who are arrested for committing crimes in my community and are screened as they're booked into our detention centers. If they're found to be in this country illegally, that information is shared with Immigration's Customs Enforcement, who will make a deportation determination based on their priorities, not mine, for public safety and national security. The program that we're looking at fully complies with Maryland law, and nothing in the Attorney General's guidance impacts this important public safety partnership. Nothing. We are going to do what we have to do to protect our house at all costs. That's what we all should be doing every single day, not worrying about a memorandum of guidance, other words, a warning, other words, a threat or intimidation warning us, if you cooperate with ICE, you may pay the consequences. Well, guess what, Sean? I'm going to announce my sixth term as sheriff here in Wicomico County. I will protect my house, and I will work with Maryland to protect their house. I love this state. I love the Eastern Shore, and I'm not giving up because of some memorandum of guidance that came out from the Attorney General intimidating me from doing my job.
No, I don't think anybody intimidates Sheriff Mike Lewis. I would say he tried to intimidate you, that's for sure. We have about a minute left. I just want to ask you one thing. You raise a very good point here in that your sheriff's department, other sheriffs, other local law, you work with the feds all the time, be it the FBI, the DEA, the ATFE. So why all of a sudden do you think it's just ICE that the Attorney General has a problem with? What's driving this?
Politics, 100% politics, and their own personal opinions. What they want to do is continue doing what they're doing for their own personal political gain. And I'm not going to do it on the backs of Americans, especially Marylanders where I was born and raised. We aren't going to allow this to happen. We're going to do our jobs. It's a humanitarian crisis been created by the Biden administration, and it's not exclusive to illegal immigration, those illegal across our borders. We now have a cocaine crisis, methamphetamine crisis, fentanyl crisis, and heroin, all because of an unsecured border. We are now working around the clock to combat the Mexican cartels. Cartels that have now placed a $50,000 bounty on the heads of American law enforcement. I praise and I applaud President Trump for bombing those bastards out of the water. When they're trying to bring that poison into our country, Mr. President, let me on that helicopter so I can work those levers. I'll drop them in a heartbeat. They have no business bringing that poison into our country. And I applaud the President of the United States for taking unprecedented executive action to stop them before they get to our country.
Well, Sheriff, the people of Wicomico County are fortunate, lucky enough to have you at the helm and have been for these last six decades. And thanks again for joining us this morning, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Sean. God bless you guys and our listeners.
All right, thank you. That's Sheriff Mike Lewis, Wicomico County. He is one of a kind, folks, one of the all-time greats. Hey, 21, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Looking for unbeatable flavor and local charm? Head to Michael's Cafe in Timonium, the neighborhood favorite for over 40 years. Famous for award-winning crab cakes, handcrafted cocktails, and a lively vibe. Whether it's brunch, date night, or happy hour, Michael's has you covered. Indoor comfort, outdoor fun, and live music on the weekends. It's all happening at Michael's Cafe. Michael's Cafe, Timonium's go-to spot. Taste the tradition. Visit michaelscafe.com. Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex, open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinnie Steo, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit vinniesteo.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, I don't make Sheriff Lewis all older than he is. I think I said six decades, but it's been more like four, so... He probably will be still on the job 60 years in, I tell you. All right, take 23. We've got traffic weather on the threes now with the update. You know, like Chuck Whitaker. Chuck Whitaker is, you know, he's never going to retire, man. This guy is just, he's the king of all traffic.
What else would I do between 5 and 9?
Exactly. And then what did you do on No King's Day? Because, you know, we have the king of rock and roll, which is Elvis, the king of pop, Michael Jackson, and the king of traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
I rested.
That's right, on the seventh day. He shot the front nine and then rested.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you get old, you know, you have to do that.
Right.
It's not easy swinging the clubs anymore.
I don't try. I imagine you have somebody swing them for you.
Now we're talking. I like that. The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway has been one of those days there. Again, today we started off with a tractor-trailer broken down near the American Legion Bridge. Then we had the wreck, five vehicles involved. Outer loop before the spur at 270. That's still there, crowding the left-hand lane. Get a little break. Now there's another wreck before the American Legion Bridge on the outer loop again. It's minor, but it's still there as you're moving down from River Road. So that area of the Capitol Beltway has been a mess. Then there was a wreck on the inner loop, the outer loop, coming across from Route 1 at College Park. And that delay went back towards the ramps at Greenbelt Road and back towards the area of the BW Parkway. 695 locally, yep, that's all the normal stuff there. Parkville side, the inner loop through Greenspring, and down the west side from 795. We're still looking at delays at least 20 minutes southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Heads up on Hartford Road at Long Green Pike. Some construction is now underway on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 weather authority forecast, a little bit chilly, but it'll warm up. Sunny today, low 70s, the expected high. And right now we're mostly cloudy, 45 in Pikesville, and it is 46 in downtown Baltimore. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, time for America 250 birthday update. On this day in history, 1774, the first display of the word liberty on a flag was flown by colonists in Taunton, Massachusetts, in defiance of the British rule of colonial America. So that's the first time we see the word liberty in printed form in the U.S. 1797, Old Ironsides was launched. Maggie walks in just as we announce that. USS Constitution was launched in Boston. 1861, the Battle of Ball's Bluff in Leesburg, Virginia, in Loudoun County, during the Civil War, right at the beginning there. 1869, the first shipment of fresh oysters was sent overland from right here in Baltimore. So, again, and no, it wasn't a shell game either, Mags. 1917, first Americans see action on the front lines in World War I, Civilier, France. 1944, U.S. troops capture big battle, first big German city to fall. The German city of Aachen fell to American troops. 1949, this was a... As I going through this yesterday, it just was a very interesting tidbit in history. Aldous Huxley, that wrote Brave New World, he sent a letter of congratulations to George Orwell for his new novel, 1984.
Wow.
Isn't that something? 1960, the fourth and final Kennedy-Nixon debate was held prior to the presidential election. And then in 1987, the Bork confirmation hearings began. A brilliant legal mind. Justice Bork would have been incredible on the Supreme Court, but instead the swimmer, Senator Ted Kennedy, led the hearing. It was just vicious. And that's when really this the Supreme Court hearings really began to get really out of hand, was during the Bork confirmation hearing. So there you have it. That's our update for America 250 each and every day at this time here on Casey and Company. You see, Governor Westmore, we'll get to him in just a bit. He wants to give free mark service to federal workers. Climate advocates want everybody using a heat pump in the state of Maryland, and that is going to really
that can't
do harm to the electrical grid and our electric prices as well. And coming up next, we'll take a look at Democrats going wild. Mamdani, the commie, and KJP weigh in. We've got some other issues as well. And a Johns Hopkins professor is arguing against intellectual diversity on campus. She doesn't want any conservative thought or opinion welcome on the Hopkins campus. A fascinating story there. Our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you that right now, everybody should be taking an omega-3. These are the essential fatty acids. We don't get enough of our diet. We're not Eskimos. We're not eating a lot of fish day in and day out. Most of us do not get these essential fatty acids, which are good for cardiovascular health, for chronic inflammation, for skin tone, for mood. There's so many benefits to omega-3s. We now know that if you're deficient in certain like omega-3s or vitamin D3, it can lead to early onset or risk of early onset dementia. So it's important to have the essential fatty acids in your diet and supplement them with the omega-3s. We've got five or six different varieties to choose from, large capsules, small gel capsules, and liquid form. Buy one, get one free right now using the code OMEGA50. That's O-M-E-G-A, OMEGA50 today at 1-800-26-ALIVE or online at res-q.com. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. State and local leaders gathered in Annapolis Monday to highlight a project that aims to ease traffic and improve safety on 97. The Maryland Department of Transportation is partnering with Anne Arundel County to widen a seven-mile stretch of the interstate from Maryland 32 in Millersville to Route 50 in Annapolis. The project will cost nearly $114 million, with Anne Arundel County contributing more than $10 million toward design and construction. The project will add a third travel lane in each direction of 97 to improve safety and reduce congestion. Construction is expected to begin in 2028. Key Bridge Rebuild has posted an update on the removal of concrete from the site of the 2024 collapse. 10,000 tons of concrete that once made up the deck of the Key Bridge has now been removed and is stockpiled on site. The weight of the concrete is roughly the same weight at 2,000 adult elephants. Some of the concrete will be used in the $2 billion rebuild that's expected to be completed in the fall of 2028. Photos of the removal effort are posted at Key Bridge Rebuild on Facebook. Maryland State Police say this is the weekend to safely dispose of old, unused, and unwanted prescription drugs. Saturday is National Drug Takeback Day, with law enforcement agencies across Maryland and nationwide collecting medications. No questions asked. Police or people can drop off their drugs from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at any of the 23 state police barracks. During the last takeback day in April, the DEA collected more than 11,000 pounds of unwanted drugs from more than 99 sites in Maryland, including 1,100 pounds of drugs from state police. Anthony Brown and a coalition of counterparts have filed an amicus brief in the Supreme Court to prevent the deployment of National Guard troops to Chicago. The brief urges the court to deny President Trump's request for the stay of a lower court order blocking the deployment. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The late slowing on the Beltway locally is still pretty much in play on the Parkville side, of course, and for that traffic through Greenspring on the inner loop headed over towards the JFX and eventually over towards 83. Some slowing, definitely stop and go until you clear the ramp at the JFX, and then we move over towards 83. And the west side outer loop has still been busy, and it's still stacked in anywhere from 795 going south
south to Frederick Road. Be prepared. There's a lot of leftover heavy traffic southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a chilly start, but a bright and sunny afternoon with highs actually in the very warm low 70s. A few showers will show up this evening as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. With 11 games left in the regular season, I'm sure Ravens fans have done the math. How many wins will it actually take from here on out to make the playoffs? Question posed to John Harbaugh yesterday at Owings Mills was, has he actually done the math?
It's not that hard to figure out. It's pretty simple math. I don't have to think that long about it, to be honest with you. And I know that winning the next game would go a long way in helping us. That's what I really understand.
The actual number, based on what other contenders are doing right now in the AFC, including New England and Denver, who are both fairly surprises, is a minimum of 10 wins to make it, meaning the Ravens need to go at least 9-2 the rest of the way. Injury updates. Lamar Jackson remained absent from Ravens practice yesterday as he continues to recover from a hamstring injury. It's the 24th straight day that Lamar has not practiced. Other key starters, Roquan Smith, Ronnie Stanley, and Patrick Ricard, returned ahead of Sunday's matchup with the Bears. To baseball we go. The Blue Jays are going back to the World Series for the first time in 32 years.
Swing and a fly ball. Left field and deep. A Rosarena turns. Good! A Springer! Dinger!
Ben Schulman had the call on the Blue Jays radio network. Karma! It was Springer who was hit on the knee by a 100-mile-per-hour fastball back in Seattle as Mariner fans cheered. And it was Springer who sends the Mariners home. 4-3 was the final. Caps and Kraken tonight at the Cap One Arena in D.C. One new name to look out for as the season progresses is that of Justin Sortoff, a right-winger acquired in the offseason from the Panthers, second-round draft choice, who the Caps are converting to center. Sortoff with only 10 NHL career games under his belt, but head coach Spencer Carberry likes him a lot.
He's a natural centerman. That's what he grew up playing. That's what he's played his whole life. He's been moved to the wing in Florida's organization for parts of his time in the American League. He can play the wing, but we think there's potentially a centerman there.
Puck drops tonight at 7 p.m. in D.C. Golf news. A Florida jury yesterday awarded Jack Nicklaus $50 million in his defamation lawsuit against Nicklaus Companies, which is now owned by billionaire banker Howard Milstein. Nicklaus claimed the defendant suggested that he had considered a $750 million deal to become the face of the Saudi Arabian-financed LIV Golf Tour. Baltimore Sun weekly high school football polls are out. St. Francis at 6-1 atop the heap. Archbishop Spalding checks in at number 2. Unbeaten Milford Mill is ranked 3rd. McDonough and St. Mary's round up the top 5. Max Prep national poll, St. Francis ranks 2nd behind St. John Bosco. DeMatha Catholic is number 15. And on this date in baseball history, it was a special day indeed. October 21, 1975. One of the most famous home runs hit in World Series history.
Seventh game in his 1975 World Series.
Dick Stockton had the call on NBC. The 12-inning thriller, one of the greatest games in World Series history. Carlton Fisk off the foul pole, 7-6 Red Sox over the Reds. The time now is 8:37 when we return using baseball as diplomacy.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
What was even more of a shocker than Carlton Fisk's home run in that game was Bernie Carbo's three-run shot in the bottom of the eighth inning with two outs to tie that game at 6. Cincinnati was just 4 outs away from winning the World Series right then. Anyway, the reason why I bring up baseball and diplomacy, I don't know if you saw this article in the Banner. Governor Wes Moore in David Rubenstein's box when Tomo Sugano was pitching for the Orioles on Japanese Heritage Night. Wes Moore was in the box entertaining between Japanese political and business leaders and giving them a Sugano jersey and other Japanese things that would, you know, kind of sway their opinion. Not that there's anything necessarily wrong with that, and not that we don't know that that goes on all the time. I just think it is interesting that the governor would spend that time doing that in Rubenstein's box.
Well, anytime there's free beer, Governor Westmore can be found there, and sports. I mean, that those are the two things he spends. And, of course, when there's somebody running out of state, an excuse to go
Free beer and sports. Those are the two things.
Those are the two things. He's there.
But you know what? He's not alone.
Yeah. No.
Free beer and sports is good.
There's a lot of people that are right there in those.
I think Maggie would take some free beer.
Yeah? Oh, most definitely. I can't lie.
Well, see, there you go. I think it's unanimous or anonymous or whatever.
Yeah, it's unanimous.
That's the right word. Yeah. Okay. I'll get it eventually.
Thank you very much, Gary.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. 8:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Casey and Company. Well, we all know the problems that we're having with electricity here in the state of Maryland. And the fact is we are now 40% of our energy is being imported from Pennsylvania. We have the NPRP, which actually should be the Northern Virginia Reliability Power Project rather than Maryland, because that's what's going to benefit the Virginia data centers. So our beginning November 1st, your bill's going to go up again, your electric bill, and again in May of next year. And we're watching now as the Democrats, with their hatred and war on fossil fuel, continue to try to put a increased demand on the electric grid. First, with all the EV nonsense. Remember, Governor Westmore, when he's not doing Japanese baseball diplomacy and free beer and sports, he is out there with declaring war on the internal combustion engine. He wants gasoline cars gone by 2035. Can't buy them anymore in the state of Maryland. Well, now comes this group of Maryland environmental advocates pushing the state to hasten the development of rules that would bolster electric heating systems inside homes, including heat pumps. The governor is now saying under an executive order that he must establish the state clean heat rules aimed at the state. And the Chesapeake Climate Action Network says, while the transition to heat pumps is happening, it's not happening fast enough to meet our climate commitments. It's also not happening equally across income brackets. Right now, it's mostly higher income Marylanders who are making the switch. Well, that's because the average cost of a heat pump now is about $10,000.
Lord have mercy.
Okay. So these groups, Green and Healthy Homes Initiative, Sierra Club, Interfaith Power, Light of the DMV, blah, blah, blah. They're launching a $200,000 digital advertising campaign focused on the benefits of transitioning to all electric heating. And, of course, as all these government things do, they start off, oh, it's voluntary. Okay, it's voluntary. We want you to be able to be incentivized to switch on your own. And that didn't happen with the EVs. So eventually then that becomes, we're going to make you do it. So be forewarned, I think there's legislation coming in this General Assembly session that would mandate, maybe first incentivize, but later mandate that your current, anything it uses, natural gas, oil, anything that is non-electric when it comes to heat, may be phased out.
You can take my wood stove.
Yeah. And so I'm looking at this now as they're also talking about a stipend or paying for low-income brackets for their heat pumps, which means you and I are going to pay for everybody's heat pumps throughout the state.
That we're being forced to get, ultimately.
So this rule could mean that 14,000 space heating units and up to 22,000 water heaters a year for low-income Maryland households would need to be replaced with heat pumps. It would cost $185 million in in-kind replacements. And this comes, now imagine that. Imagine if we did that, okay? That in and of itself would be outrageous. But what kind of demand does that place or burden does that place on the electrical grid when we already don't have enough and we have to import 40%? It comes as high electric bills continue to raise an outcry and attention from Maryland legislators. And now they're making things worse. They try to basically push us, force us into whatever heating system that they think is in our best interest. Keep that in mind. I think it's coming in January. It's 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes now with the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
I don't use mine very often.
Yeah, but imagine you don't. But, you know, I have a heat pump, and anything under 35 degrees, it's horrible.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Get a wood stove, I'm telling you.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Well, like I said, you know, I feel for it.
I know you do. What's the temperature right now?
73.
Yeah. So you got us by 30 degrees already.
Okay, cool. That's what it's all about. Why they call it fall. South Alabama 97. Still backed up right here at Route 32 at the split. A little bit below that as you're getting down by the bridge at 178. There's still some bright sunshine right there. So it's kind of adding to that. But once you clear that, you're okay down to the ramp at 50. And there are no delays at all between the Bay Bridge and the ramps at I-97 for the travel through there. Beltway, yep, still slow. Most areas on the Beltway 695. JFX after Ruxton Road is good through the city county line. And both the tunnels still moving a lot of heavy traffic south. 15, 20-minute delays right now at both the tunnels. Keep in mind there is emergency road work underway southbound Harford Road in the area at Long Green Pike. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a chilly start today, sunny and warm and up into the low 70s. Right now, sunny 48 in Pasadena, and it is 48 in Parkville. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
A feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. 17-year-old teen golfer Skyler Friedman, when he was in the mother's womb, his mom went to go see which gender baby she was having. And a scan, the ultrasound scan, revealed a very rare condition when technicians saw the mass forming on the lower lobe of his lung. If left untreated, the condition would have killed him. And the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, where they went, ended up finding it and correcting it. And so Skyler Friedman is here today as a result of modern medicine and technology. So what has he done? Well, he's now 17. He spent the last 2 years sponsoring a nationwide putting contest he calls the 100 Putt Challenge to raise cash for Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. So far, he has raised a ton for the hospital. Nearly $700,000 have been raised. The challenge features golfers securing pledges for every putt out of 100 they can sink in one shot. And if somebody, for instance, pledges $2 a putt and hits 80 of them, that's $160 made. So people don't realize it adds up very quickly. Friedman returns to Philly Children several times a year for follow-ups and health checks, and every visit reminds him of how great the hospital is that saved his life, and now he is paying it back in kind. $700,000. That's an incredible story. And that is our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
WCBM Baltimore.
And so you probably have heard KJP. We told you the story yesterday. She left the Democrat Party. She's now an independent. Well, guess what? She's got a book out. The book is called Independent, and she's making the rounds. She was on the CBS Morning News with Gayle King yesterday, in fact, and she was asked the question about did she ever witness personally Biden's cognitive or mental decline?
Decline of Joe Biden, and you said you're a member of the inner circle and you never saw the decline. And after that I wrote, how?
Yeah.
You even write, Corrine, that you were on the plane with him going to the debate and you didn't see anything.
Well, when we were on Air Force One going on the going to the debate. You got to remember his campaign people were on the team. His family was on the team. I actually was one of those rare trips that I didn't really see him until after the debate, even though I was on the plane. So really, I want everybody to know that I take this question incredibly seriously. I do. I was his White House press secretary, which means I had a role that saw him practically every day and traveled with him.
And you saw nothing.
For more than 95%. We've always said, we're not going to say, oh, he didn't age. He aged. And right. He poked fun at it. We always owned up. And with age comes what happens when you get older.
Which is?
But when we talk about the mental acuity, and again, I take this very, very seriously. Right. I never saw anyone who wasn't there. I saw someone who was always engaged. I saw someone who understood policy, pushed us on the policy, and also understood history. And there were times, I'll tell you the story, there were times where he would call me into the Oval Office, and I would be like, oh no, because I knew whatever he was going to ask me was going to be direct, was going to be about a story he read, about how we're pushing back, how we're pushing a message forward.
And you write about.
Yeah, and so, and look, she left because she felt Joe Biden was being treated horribly by who? By Kamala Harris, you know, one of the queens in the Democrat Party, along with Hillary Clinton, because they were basically coronated. They didn't have to go through, the Democrat Party they selected Hillary over Bernie, and he got the bums rush on that. And then we all know that they looked at Kamala and said, okay, you're in. For Joe's out and you're in, without getting a single vote. But for us to believe, for one second, that she, as the press secretary, never saw a single example of any kind of cognitive or mental decline. Look, she was lying the entire time. She was up at the White House press briefing podium, and now she's doing it to try to sell a book as well. The other big story here today is a new shock poll out that shows big trouble for Mamdani with one condition. I mean, I saw a Betters poll out the other day, see 93% chance he gets elected, but now former Governor Cuomo could be in a virtual dead heat with Mamdani in the Big Apple if Curtis Sliwa were to drop out. The new poll has been released by Gotham Polling. 44%, about 44.5% of New Yorkers would vote for Kami Mamdani if Sliwa quit the race, compared to 41% saying they'd back Cuomo. Margin of error is 4 points. So that is a virtual dead heat. As of right now, Sliwa has no intention of leaving the race. And there's no guarantee that if he did leave the race, that Mamdani wouldn't win. But it certainly would look a lot better than the other three-way polling would indicate. And finally, he was caught campaigning with the Muslim imam tied to the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. And that, of course, is dragging his numbers south, as you might imagine. It is 8:51. Still to come, a Hopkins professor says, we don't need electrical diversity on campus. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Paycheck replacement is the concept many investors preparing for retirement are considering. A competitive fixed income annuity with guaranteed lifetime income benefits may be part of a successful retirement plan. Many options are available, some that offer bonuses. For more information, dial 410-230-1820. Please leave your name, address, telephone number, and email address. All annuities involve fees, surrender charges, and potential tax implications. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's financial strength. Call 410-230-1820 for this important information. 410-230-1820. Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp., member FINRA/SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims-paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees or reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
today.
The Rob Carson Show.
They've been waging a civil war against us, and there's no doubt there is a massive cost to the tune of billions. There are casualties by the thousands, deaths by the dozens, and the Democrat Party has been behind it, secretly cheering it, never saying anything about the summer of 2020, quietly cheering it on, quietly funding it. The jig is up, kids.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's an incident on the inner loop of the Beltway just around the Charles Street Bridge. Looks like it might be a traffic stop, could be a broken down vehicle, but either way, they're blocking the right side of the roadway, so traffic coming over from 83, in addition to the bright sunshine there, you now have to get into the center and the left-hand lane with the state police there on the right side. So again, it may be an incident there. It might be a minor wreck, just blocking the right side, but it's still adding to the heavy traffic trying to come over from Park Heights Avenue and eventually past the ramp at 83 and then over towards York Road. There's still some slowing. It's trying to get better. A lot of traffic still there southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Keep in mind that construction area, they'll be there during the day on Hartford Road southbound at Long Green Pike. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hawks 45 weather authority forecast. It's a little cool start to the day today, but it is going to warm up into the low 70s under sunny skies today. And tonight, temps in the upper 40s, chance of some rain overnight, and then sunny, a little cooler tomorrow, windy mid-60s. Right now, sunny, 48 in the Middle River and 48 in the city. Kim Klasick live coming up next right after 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Hang on a second. Just get the microphone turned on. There we go.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Thank you.
Good. How do you feel about the new ballroom? The White House.
I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
$250 million worth of ballroom?
Well, are we paying for it?
Well, not exactly.
Right.
But I don't know. It just seems like a lot. This better be the best ballroom
that I've ever seen in my life. It is the White House. You know, it is one of the most recognizable, powerful buildings in the world.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I heard the ABC News, there was somebody on there complaining because he said that there wasn't going to be any major demolition. And now, of course, all the pictures are coming out of like the whole east side being taken down. But look,
when you go back and you look at the history of the White House, it's fascinating if you go back and look at all the construction and reconstruction that they've been through over the years. And I think it was... I can't remember which president it was. It was early on, obviously, when the dawn of electricity. Even when it was wired for electricity, this president wouldn't turn it on because he was afraid of a fire.
I got to go up and look at that.
But yeah, it's amazing. And I think, look, Trump wants this to be a showcase.
Yeah.
I trust him.
I mean, he's a developer. He's done this before.
He knows what
I do trust him.
He's got good taste.
It's not like Joe Biden blowing out the east side. Then I would be worried. I would be worried about that. Of course, today we got lots to talk about. Sally Taylor's going to join us at 10 o'clock. Apparently, first responders are still looking for more apparatus, and they just don't have the funding for it. I thought that they were going to get to the bottom of all this. I could have sworn people
were in Baltimore City?
That.
Really?
Well, not even Baltimore City, across the state of Maryland, apparently. It's really still bad. But I thought that was part of Governor Westmore's campaign way back when. To make sure first responders have what they needed.
Leave no one behind. Yeah. That would include the firefighters.
You would think. So we'll talk to her. Also, Towson bar owners being fined for serving minors. Gosh, you know what? It's so funny because, of course, you don't want minors to drink. You don't want minors to be served. But it's like you think about how desperate some of these Towson bars have become over the years just because how that area has dwindled in the past.
That's their only business, really.
Exactly. $2 beers, right? And it's sad to think about it, but I don't see how those restaurants, a lot of them, survive without these, like, Thirsty Thursdays, happy hour, you know.
Well, years ago, when I was in college, it used to be ladies' night.
Okay.
And so everybody went out the guys went, they had ladies' night. They had special drink prices for the ladies. And the guys would know that's where all the ladies were. So we would go, we'd be paying double and triple the price, but that's where the ladies were. So.
Okay. All right. Well, now I guess they don't have it because it's offensive. Is that offensive now?
I guess it is because it's not equal treatment under the law. You can't give ladies a discount, not the guys.
Yeah. No, we are going to talk about that, though, because I do. I feel like this is desperation at this point. And I just wonder what could be the future in Towson. Moving forward. I just don't know. So we'll talk about that more.
Yeah, and then the big, do you remember the big Towson traffic jam on Saturday?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I don't know. Look, I could say many things about even the former county executive or this county executive, but it is clear that Towson is not anywhere near what it used to be.
No. And it's sad. But I want to know who gave permits to people to block the intersections and the streets on this no-brains rally that they held over Saturday.
Well, Kathy Klausmeier doesn't answer the phone. I mean, they could have just did it themselves. I mean,
yeah.
Who's going to stop them?
Exactly.
Thanks.
All right, Kim, well, stay tuned. Kim's coming up next here right after the 9 o'clock news. So we didn't get to the Hopkins professor, but we'll save that for tomorrow. And Governor Moore with the free fare for federal workers on the MARC trains. I mean, these guys are getting paid, right? Eventually, they're not getting paid now, but eventually when, by the way, they on day 21 yesterday, they voted again for the 11th time. Chris Van Hollen, Angela Alsobrooks voted again to keep the government closed. Boy, they're big fans and friends of federal workers, aren't they? Wow. Vinny Steele is a big fan of yours if you're trying to sell your home. Vinny's got the database, about 13,000 roughly, buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. And oftentimes, before it even hits the open market, it gets sold right there thanks to Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. And Vinny's been doing this for a long time. A portion of the proceeds of his sales go to Johns Hopkins Children's Center, so he's very philanthropic. But the best part about it is once you sit down with Vinny or one of his agents and you agree on asking price and time frame, and then you sign on the dotted line, you sign the real estate contract, your home is sold. That simple. If it doesn't sell for that price during that time frame, then Vinny comes in and he'll buy it from you. And he pays you cash. And that's the best part about it is that you have peace of mind. So he's got all those other programs to sell your home as well. Trade your home in, the sell your home, stay in your home program, the fixer upper program. All of it. Just ask Vinny for details. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. That's going to do it for us. Stay tuned for Kim. She's coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. We're back at it tomorrow morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.